You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Base. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game starts soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Baseball. Our coverage of the game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Average of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Bay. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today's will start soon. Bay Sox baseball. Coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox. Our coverage of today will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DDA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from PNG Field, Altoona. We're getting set fully in this six-game series between the Altoona Curve and Bay Sox. Glad you're Matt Sabatis with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. And it's one last time for the Bay Sox at this ballpark. I visit Prince George's Stadium twice before the season concludes, so still games to play between these two after this game concludes. But it's time the Bay Sox will visit the Pennsylvania Mountains. Well, count when they visit Erie, but there's not too many mountains in Erie. But it's a big opportunity today. They're trying to win their first series in about a month. The last series win for the Bay Sox was when they took a 5 from the Harrisburg Senators shortened series against the Senators at Georgia Stadium at the start of May. And it's going to be a big bounce opportunity for the offense as well, because they finally return that trip to the stratosphere that they took for the last, essentially, plus for the Bay Sox. Bowie finally lost out on that streak. 10 hits or more in 6 consecutive games. Only ended yesterday when they only picked 5 hits and a 5-3 loss. Can't expect a streak like that to go on for... Here's the thing, though. Out of that streak, Bowie was still resilient yesterday, and they let the early attack, the early on Luis Ortiz, slow them down. Ortiz started 13 up, 13, took out a total of 7 batters across 5-plus innings of work. The Bay Sox were still able to come around when he got up there a little bit. Pitch count. Cesar Prieto picked up a 2 RBI, and eventually Cody Roberts made it a game with an RBI single in the 7th against reliever Noe Toribio. So still getting there. They're still getting key hits. They just weren't able to get the key hits enough. They did plenty of it yesterday, and of course Altoona's early attack made it a little difficult for the Bay Sox to climb out of a big hole from the jump. Getting you set up for it, though, Bowie comes in with a 19-9 record, a 1-game losing streak for the Bays, 5-5 over their last 10, 14 when playing on the road. Now comes in for game number 51 of the season, a 24-26 mark, 5-5 over their last 10 as well, and 13-13 when playing in front of the home crowds. Bay Sox are currently 9 games out of first at the moment. They're 19-20. It has them at 6th overall in the South Division. 6 teams in the division. Next closest team to them is Harrisburg, 7.5 games out. So Bowie is only 1.5 games behind the Senators in these two sides. Those will meet for a 7-game series, 6 days, starting on Tuesday. Altoona comes in 5 games out. They're in 4th place overall, 6-team Southwest Division. Next team closest to them is Richmond and Akron. Those two teams are tied at 2nd, 28-22 mark. Altoona games back of the Squirrels and Ducks. Erie is leading the pack right now with a 29-20 record. Look at today's game. Starter Drew Rom is second of this series. Bowie, he's got a 2-1-1, 4.44 ERA this season. Third innings of work, 33 strikeouts, only 8 walks. Opponents hitting .280 stim. And he's still ramping back up. Only month-long injured listed. Pitched well on Tuesday. He's limited to pitches last week against Erie. Lost 55 pitches on Tuesday. He made it into the fourth inning, but still 6 strikeouts over 3 2/3. Hits this pitch as well. Has that curve mixed along with, well, what's this, 6 other pitches when you his sidearm delivery stuff. Drawing plenty of whiffs. That's what led to plenty of the shots. Bowie pitching wholesale has adjusted well to this series. They've pitched for a hand more ground balls. They've kept the ball in park a lot more. It is a little helpful with expansive outfield in Altoona compared to the much smaller outfield at Prince George's Stadium. Ducks are still making it work for them, and that's what matters. Hopefully, if Drew Rom can combine to what's already fantastic work on the mound since his return injured list, then he should be able to put excellent outing. Now, Altoona is an opener today in front of the originally scheduled Carmen Mojinski. Mojinski going to pitch and probably take up the innings, but Tanaj Thomas got the start for the curve. Right-hander comes in for will be his 15th appearance of season. He's got a 2-3 record, but a 5.6 ERA. More notably, let's talk about Mojinski, though, taking most of the innings after Thomas pitches 2 innings. Mojinski opens the season with a 5.13 ERA. He's been plagued with some injury woes. He missed a little bit of time at the start of May. Since he's returned, he has been swinging for distance. Bowie hammered him hard on Tuesday for 9 hits his day, including 3 hits and just batters. This could be where the open strategy actually pays off a little bit for Altoona. If he starts the second inning to open up against the top of the lineup and gets into his rhythm starting against the bottom of the lineup, he might be able to do well. But I said hurting for distance since coming back from that inning, and he's still lacked a true swing-and-miss pitch. He only struck out batters over his outing on Tuesday, and the scouts have always said that while he does have a decent 4-pitch offering, not very much of any of his work does key swings and misses. He's not that big of a strikeout arm. 34 strikeouts to 17 walks in 33 in a third innings this season. So it'll be Rom versus Mojinski as we continue with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Update on how the transaction report is looking for Bowie. A couple of changes announced yesterday. Left-handed pitcher Cameron Bishop and right-hander Morgan McSweeney have both been promoted to AAA Norfolk. Bishop finishes his time with Bowie for a 1-2 record, a 3.570. McSweeney finishes with a new record, a 3.86 ER. Sweeney at 13 appearances, Bishop just 6. Usually long relief for Bishop, but he did also have a stint on the East as well. Similar time frame, Rom. That's how the transactions look for the Bay Sox lately. If Bishop and McSweeney make a return to Bowie at some point, as the Orioles has been a little bit fluid when it comes to healthiness from their arm. As we break now for the first time here, pregame show. We'll come back. The usual Sunday weekly recap that was in Bay Sox baseball. When we come back, a couple of key highlights from of this series in Altoona. In on them after this. You're listening to Bay Sox baseball.
From sprains to stiffs, sore throats to stomach ache, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doctor 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the X-rays, lab tests, and prescribed are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted for root illnesses and injuries. Patients here for you. Patient first. Name fits.
Patient first. Proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a caterer in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators school ID at the Bay Sox Ticket Office will 2 free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation at Prince George's Stadium Tuesday, June 20th to Friday, July 1st.
Everyone deserves a great deal, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Boo Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts, and whether it's braces or Invisalign liners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. Country's leading orthodontist right in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.ca and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to BNG Field here in Altoona. We continue with the DCA Imaging System Show. Matt Sabatis with you. And again, it's Sunday, so you know what that means. Time to recap the week that was in base baseball. So let's go ahead and go all the way back in time to the faraway land of May 31st when these two sides got underway. Came in with a head of steam. Two-game winning streak for the first time at the start of May when they had won of a doubleheader against the Harrisburg Senators. It was a very tough stretch for came in charging, and they hit hard early on against Carmen Mogenti. Gunnar Henderson, just the second batter of the day, got it going. This pitch home is ground up the middle, a base hit into center field. Westberg off on contact. He'll round third, come home to score. Henderson trying to score. The throw is a little offline, and he slides into second standing. Back-to-back doubles to open things up. Bowie, and they open up a 1-0 lead. So it looked like Bowie was going pulling quickly, but unfortunately one score in that first inning. The Bay Sox would get two more in the third, and eventually four in the fourth against Mogenti, thanks to Hoskin. That gave Bowie their second run. Now lead 4-1 as the 1-2 is grounded to the light, and under the glove of layover into left. Henderson rounds third, home to score with a slide, and an RBI single for Huddy. The Bay Sox add on another two spot here in the fourth of one. So it'd be a 5-winner for Bowie in game one of the six-game series. The month of June, the Bay Sox were able to get the started hot thanks to Inchbach. Bases empty, two away. The 0-2 pitch from Burrows is swung on in left field. Scott's running on it. It's up and it's gone! Andrew Dashbach says goodbye. His seventh home run is a 105-mile-an-hour bomb to left. A solo shot here in the sixth gives Bowie the 1-0 lead. Eventually, Bowie would push ahead to a 1 lead. Altoona would get two more, but it would be stopped there if he picked up the 5-3 win. It was a very tough night on second as the Bay Sox were 5 in a row for their longest win streak of the season. But it just wasn't in the cards. 9-run second inning for the curve looked like it could have doomed Bowie from the get-go. Until Harris and Gunnar Henderson, some big shots late. 1-2 from Mejia. Westbrook and Henderson crushes it to right. Persky's running back. He looks in. It's gone. Gunnar Henderson says bye. A go-ahead home run for his eighth of the season. Bowie leads 11-9. Are you kidding? No kidding, Matt. It was a 9-run comeback for Bowie. Altoona would put on 4-8 and break the hearts of the Bay Sox. Not worried about that, though, right? 0-1. Curveball lifted. First base side. Turner. And it is gone. A 3 go-ahead home run for An Alvarez. And Altoona makes the 13-11. The Bay Sox would get one run in the ninth, but could not score a run. They lost on Thursday, 13-12. On to Friday, the Bay Sox try to get it going again early, and they, thanks to Cody Roberts. 2-2. Drive out to left field toward the corner. Sanchez running. He looks up, and it is gone. Cody says goodbye. His home run of the season is a leadoff shot here in the second. Beats once again. It's 1-0. Roberts was doing a lot of work in this. At the plate, man behind the plate. Takes off the 0-1, is called a second. They got him again. Cody Roberts throws out his second runner, and it's a carbon copy of the first. Two quick outs, an error, and a caught stealing. Another 2-6 as Roberts has nabbed his ninth stolen base attempt this season. It would lead to a 3-2 win for Bowie, keeping the tight series just as late. As we moved on to last night, the Bay Sox were shuttled aside easily by Lees, and it set up plenty of opportunities for Blake Sable to torment pitching. Here's the 1-2 to Sable, lined out toward deep center, fairly deep. Haskin runs a long way. He looks up and it exits. And hung up quite a while, 101 miles an hour off the bat and 24 feet away from home plate for Blake Sable's sixth home. Two-run blast makes it 4-3. The Bay Sox would bring it within one, thanks to a double by Cesar Prieto and an RBI single by Cody Roberts, but they would and eventually fell 5-3. On the week, the Bay Sox have gone 3-2. They'll try to win the series today when it comes time for Thomas to climb the hill and Cesar Prieto to step into the box. We'll step aside, see if we can get into the starting lineup in a bit. For now, we break on the DCA Imaging Game Show. You're listening to Bay Sox.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox Air Pest Control Services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, mosquito control, and all control services, call Pest Now. Reach us at 301-28300 or visit online at www.pest.com.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Future is the best way to be a fan of the Bay, and it's completely free for kids age 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only event discount ticket offers and free gifts for signing up. Parents, head over to Bay.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss all the promotions and giveaways at Pridge of this season and next. The Bay Sox Club, sign up now at Bay.com.
Are you interested in or expanding on a career in the pipe welding or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path to up for life without experiencing any debt? If you are interested in these, you live in the D.C. area, the Steam's UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org at steamfitters-602.org.
PNG Field, one final time here on the DA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabata is with you from Altoona, Pennsylvania. As we're getting ready for the finale game series, let's walk you through some of the notes starting lineup for Bowie. Jordan is going to get the day off, and that's probably pretty necessary for Bowie because in their seven-game series with Harrisburg, being 7 and 6 days because of a doubleheader, and then the same to be said when Bay Sox return home to host the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. So it'll be 14 games in 13 days for Bowie. You really need to manage low for the Bay Sox at this point. Make sure it's rested, so it's good to give Westbrook today going into tomorrow's day off into the 14 and 13 stretch. So Cesar Prieto followed by Gunnar Henderson. He's back in after yesterday. He's got hits in every series. Adam Hall and Hudson are actually going to swap spots. So Hall is batting third after batting in the fives yesterday. Joey Ortiz is going to Bowie, and then Hudson Haskin is going to fifth. This is going to be the first game for Bowie in which he's not batting third. It's May 23rd. So it's been a while, about 2 weeks at this point. Rick Handley was set to bat sixth, but a late scratch replaced by Cody Roberts. J.D. Mundy will follow. He's seventh, just his third game this series. And then Andrew Dashbach, and this will round out the lineup for quick breeze through the Altoona lineup. Bowman, Matt Frazier is back in the leadoff yesterday off, but lefty is now top. Jared Triolo drew three walks for Altoona batters yesterday. Second. Blake Sable has, of course, had a very big series. 7-for-7 with a homer, a triple, a double, driven in 5 runs, struck 4 times, walked once. He was responsible for 4 of the 5 today, if I'm not mistaken. And then Matt Gallo's cleaning up. He had 2 runs driven in. Yes, both of them were Sable. Leo Garo, he's been struggling in this series for 22, and he's hit into 4 plays, but he's going to be batting still. Aaron Shackelford, Ix, and then Andres Alvarez is batting. Alvarez was batting first yesterday, and he's going to replace Zeta, who gets the day off. Alvarez did actually put together some good work on the bottom of the lineup, had the go-ahead 3-run home run in the 13-12 loss on Thursday. Connor Scott back-to-back right field batting 8th, and then Shockley, his second game this season, he's batting 9th, went 0-for-2 on Wednesday, his only other game met. Curve have taken the field here at Field, so we'll step aside one final time, bring you the first pitch and play-by-play. We're back after this, your Bay Sox Baseball.
Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. Best value to see the best games at Prince Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access, time and view restaurant, and a free member table at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 314-644-4869 or heading online to Bay Sox.
Sky Shooter Display, ZY Pyrotechnics will be less sky with top-of-the-line fireworks and Bay Sox games all season long. Give you the best bang for your buck. Shooter displays include traditional, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so don't give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us 570-381-361. Visit us online, zypyro.com.
Dynamite!
That's right. It's Dynamite Night at Brinsdor Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970s hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet and greet package available. That's Friday, July 5th, Dynamite Night with Jimmy J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. Sox.com right now to get your learn more.
At DC Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured office technology professionals ready to trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to security and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DC a call, 301-571-021, or find more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. D Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
It's time for Bay Sox Baseball, a double-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. Now live from the ballpark, time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
Where go from PNG Field in Altoona? It's the finale of this six series between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabat with you from the ballpark in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And as Tanai Thomas warms on the mound for the Curve, the starting lineup for the Bay Sox will face looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Cesar Bell, followed by Gunnar Henderson at third base. Adam Hall is the designated hitter. He's batting third. Joey Ortiz stop bats fourth. Hudson Askenfield bats fifth. Cody Roberts, the catchers. J.D. Mundy at first base bats seventh. Andrew Dashbuck in left field eighth. Tavares is in right field batting. The Bay Sox, the double-A affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chandler. Calvin Christensen, video coordinator, Birchfield athletic trainer. Sox are 19-29 on the single-game losing streak, 5-5 their last 10, and 8-14 on the road. Once more, that lineup, you've got Cesar Prieto, Gunnar and Adam Hall, Joey Ortiz and Haskin, Cody Roberts, J.D. Mundy, Andrew Dashbach, Davis Tavares. PNG and Altoona, 325-foot line to both left and right field, 400 feet to straightaway center, and 385 feet to the alleys in left eight. Thomas Futsieto in the box on the back end of it, Lander, as Thomas waste picks and fires the first, and Prieto on a bunt. It's a beauty. Pitfield grass and no throw. A dove bunt single for Cesar Bo, and we're underway here at Field at 6:03 p.m. on a 74 degree sunny day here in Altoona. That extends Prieto's hits 7 consecutive games, longest by any Bay Sox season. Bowie had plenty of singers, but they'd never been able to have someone crack into the seven-game territory until Prieto just now. Here's Gunnar Henderson, back-to-back to open the day for Bowie, as Thomas is the first in, and it's a ball that just misses low, counts at 1-0 on Henderson. Henderson, a .314 average with Bowie, a .1025 OPS and 46 aid, 11 doubles, 2 triples, 34 runs driven in. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Henderson watches a called strike on a changeup. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Hits in all four games in this series so far. Henderson is actually, when you talk about hit streaks, has never eclipsed a four-game hit streak. Here's the 1-1. He watches it. Henderson. Prieto dances as it hurt, but he scampers back to first. Count goes to 2-1 on Henderson. Yeah, it's such an interesting concept that Gunnar Henderson has never eclipsed a five-game hit streak with how high his on-base percentage is and just about how many games he gets on base. There's only about two or three games also where he hasn't gotten on base. Here's the 2-1. Henderson watches this ball come in low again, and it goes to 3-1. Well, starting out with a hitter, Henderson. Sell. As Prieto takes a short lead first base, let's see if he takes off on this pitch. Thomas sets. First base side of the rubber. Stays put. The 3-1 is grounded to the right. Skipped under Prieto. Picked by the second tackle for 2-knee, but he can't get it to first. Off the glove of Gorski, and Henderson is safe. Bay Sox have first and second with nobody out. One going both ways, simply because second really had to go well to keep it in front of him, so the fact that he even got it to first is commendable. See what they flash up overboard here.
people haven't made a decision just yet. It's an error. So an E4 for Shackelford. That's the first error for him at second base, just in his second game at second. And now it's first and nobody out for Adam Hall. First pitch home from Thomas. Hall watch bounce in. That breaking stuff for Thomas so far isn't really locating already. Count starts out at 1-0. Who's batting .289 with a .732 OPS in 20 games for the Bay Sox this season. Six doubles, no triples or home runs driven in. I can even see that back to a hit. We've already seen a couple series just based reading a scoreboard, changing errors to hit before. Here's the 1-0. Fastball called a strike, hits the out, and the count goes even at 1-1. So again, Thomas is just an error in this game. Not expected to go more than two innings. Carmen Mojinski should come point in this game, probably around the or the third. Next pitch is swung on and missed hot. Count goes to 1-2. Here's the 1-2 to Hall. Ball just misses wide. Count goes even at 2. Thomas is just making his second appearance series. Bander is 6'4", 210, and 22 years old in Freeport in the Bahamas. Not too many Bahamian-born players. There's only one in the major now. Here's the 2. Breaking ball. That's called middle. Hall just watched it cruise on by. First out of the day, Fish Thomas. Tell you about that defensive element for Altoona now that we've got the moment. From left to right in the outfield, you've got Andres, Matt Frazier, and Connor Scott. Jared Triolo is at third. Leover Peguero at short. Aaron Shackelford and Matt Gorski is at first. Dylan Shockley catches behind for Tanaj Thomas on the mound. As Joey Ortiz digs in, right-handing 204 this season, 620 with 42 games played, 10 doubles, a triple, 3 homers, 23. First pitch. Ortiz watches fastball miss low when the count starts out at 1-0. Thomas on the season for Altoona, 14 played, a 2-3 record with a 4.96, 16 and a third innings of work. He struck out 4, walked 10, he's allowed 2 home runs. Here's the 1-0. Bounced over toward short, could be 2, under Peguero to Shackelford, sent to Gorski in time. The threat is over. Sox get 2 early runners aboard, bunt single by Cesar Prieto, and then reaching on an error, but a 6 twin killing ends the threat. Ortiz hits into his 4th double play this year. On to the bottom of the first here at Una, it's Bowie nothing. Curve up, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the Plumbers of 5 Washington, D.C. Local will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the deep. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you Plumbers of Local 5 Washington, start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumber.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to know your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screening. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Doctors Community Medical Center, one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the VP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Bottom of the first inning here in Altoona. The Bay Sox coming up empty in the top of the rain. Drew Rahm will warm for Bowie, and he gets ready to face following curve lineup. Leading off center field, you've got Matt Frazier, followed by Giolo at third base, batting second. The designated hitter bats third. Matt Gore, first base, fourth. Leover Paget, shortstop, bats fifth. Aaron Shackelford, second base, bats sixth. Andres in left field, seventh. Connor Scott in eighth. And Dylan Shockley, sure, batting ninth. The curly affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates by Kyron Madison, assisted by Drew Bennis, Joe Nunnally, and Blake Buck Silva is the athletic trainer. Over 24-26 on the season, one game winning streak, 5-5 over the last 10, and 13-13 at home. Once more, that lineup for Altoona: Frazier, Triolo, Sable, Peguero, Shackelford, Alves, Scott, Shockley. Off against left-hander Drew Rahm on the mound. Rahm steps off the bat of rubber, does one quick stretch and grab back briefly. Climb the hill, refoots, and comes set in. Third base played in. The first left-hander, Frazier, is a fastball called for strike in the lower outside corner at 92 miles, nothing and one to open. For 209 average with a 6.19 in 40 games played for the curve this season. Waits for the 0-1 in its way, and it just misses away at a inch. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. 9 doubles and 3 triples, 3 long balls with 21 runs driven at table setter. has six this year in six attempts. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Chases on the slider down and up goes to 1-2. So now that the count's at two strikes, Henderson will back up at third. What a heavy shift position. Frazier will candidate 43.5%. Wind pushing out to right field here as the 1-2 misses away. Up runs the count even at two. Bowie trying to win this evening. Only night game in the Eastern League. I believe it was a change time for the curve for a special promotional night as the 2-2 is lined over to right field. This will fall. He's hit. Davis Tavares on the grass before turning and picking it. Holding it first with a single is Matt Frey. Keen to just leave it there. And now opening up the first inning with Frazier as first hit back after going 0-for on Friday. He's got hits in four of his life now. Here's Jared Triolo. Lefty on righty. First hander flares it up the first baseline, and that one touches down foul. One just kept slicing. Looked like the one was hit off the bat initially. Could just kind of ride the liner time, and it threw me for a loop. But it just starts out in a nothing in one count. Triolo, 267 average this season, a 662 OPS, seven doubles, no triples or homers driven in. Runner at first, out, and the next pitch home. Misses just high a ball. The 3-mile-an-hour fastball looked like that one probably could have gone for a called strike zone, but count stays at a ball. Here's the that change missed up and away. Count to 2-1. Umpiring crew for today: Tom Chernisky is at third base. Rolla is the crew chief over at first. Jai Young Kim calls the balls and strikes back late. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Triolo. Line will base hit. Pulled that one down, and Andrew Dixon in left. It's back-to-back singles for to start the game. They now stand at first and second with nobody out. And same scenario that Bowie had in the top of the first, just in a slightly different manner. The Bay Sox got in an error, but now it's two drive singles for Altoona. Adam Hall struck out looking in the first. Joey Ortiz hit into a 6-4-3 double. That's how Bowie's opportunity came to close. Blake Sabo, he's a different guy. Strike out, or maybe he'll play. He's not been that kind of guy this year. 319 average with a 44 OPS for Sable. 39 games played. He's picked up 8 doubles and 3 triples, 6 homers, including one in this series. 28 runs driven in, and he's an excellent bat over to this entire series. Key player yesterday as Altoona took down 5-3. First and second, nobody out. First, Sable, he bunts it in the air to first, and it's picked at the knee by J.D. Mundy. Foul ground. Mundy spin to take that one away from Sable. An excellent play for the Smith. He instantly turned back to first base if anyone was covering. Thought he might double up Jared Triolo, but understandably, no bear. That one happened so quickly, it's really hard to make a routine play out of something like that. But Mundy, it looked easy. Beautiful reaction. Now it goes to Matt Gorski. He could end the inning. Rahm sends home the first. Runner watches curveball miss wide. Captains up at 1-0. Gorski, 324 average this season, just his 11th game. 865 with a double, a homer, 8 runs driven in. He's driven in 5 of them this series alone, including 2 yesterday. Bounce slowly to third. Could be 2. A low bounce by Henderson. Sent to Prieto. And on to Mundy, and it's there. 4-3 twin killing, and the end's over. Both sides get first two batters aboard, and both of the first innings end in play. This one goes 5-4-3. We're on to the second. Bowie and Altoona. Looks like we've got a fun one brewing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd. It's two of the largest fireworks of the season, all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. Saturday, it's the post-game spectacular sponsored by Royal Farms, and it's the Bay Sox Independence Day session with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Johns Hopkins Physicians. Two straight days of post-fireworks at Prince George's Stadium, and you don't want to miss, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Baseball is a game of base dealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance from other workers' compensation insurance. Our health services team includes orthopedics, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or Chesapeake Employers at CEIWs.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility,
or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people. Members of Steam Fitters UA Local 2 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and special services to the various customers we serve. For more information, services we provide, and for a list of customers, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Fans Care Corner at Patient First. Urgent care that's 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at first.com. Altoona scoreless after one inning. And move to the second. It's Hudson Haskin to lead off for the Bay Sox. Tanaj Thomas can bound in his opener role. First pitch called a strike. Fastball hits middle. And the count starts out at nothing and one. 265 average for Haskin this season. 16 OPS in 43 games. Here's the 0-1 pitch. All he knuckles it slowly to the left. A swinging bunt picked by the pitcher. Sixth and thrown away on a low bounce. But Hutt will not attempt for the base. He's content with the infield single on that swinging left side of the mound. It worked its little bit past the mound, too. It's one of the most dangerous spots for any pitcher to try and pick and throw a ball. But Huddy's got a hit now without yesterday while batting in the three slot. Bowie has the lead runner aboard in back-to-back in here today. But teams got the leadoff base in the first inning. Both teams eventually missed anything because of double plays. Altoona's hit into plenty of those. The Bay Sox have started to catch up with them. Here's Cody Roberts, first pitch, right-hander off right side, and the count starts. Roberts, a 270 average, 758 OPS in 28 games, 5 doubles, no triples, 4 home, 22 runs driven in for Bowie. He's also riding a 6-game hit, coming up clutch with an RBI single last night. Cut it to a 1-run game. Bay Sox eventually lost by 2. Here's one, misses high, and even at a ball and strike. Well, I said it, it was so rare for Bowie to go even to 5 games a lot of times when it comes to batter hit streaks. 6-gamers and only 4 times before Sabrieto joined the team, as the next pitch to Burtz is called a strike and a fastball low and inside. Count to 1-2. Sabrieto's already on a 7-gamer with his first, and Cody Roberts just needs a hit today to join him. Thomas sets and fires the 1-2, lifted out toward right, but right on the line to Connor Scott in right. He makes the catch, only backing up 5 feet, 10 feet at the mac, and there's one away here in the top of the second inning. Altoona wearing home white jerseys, the wordmark front side in red, red cap, black brim, Bay Sox in their alternate orange uniforms, the black boot in block letters on the front side, gray road pants, black cap with orange brim for B this evening. Steps the left-hander J.D. Mundy with runner on away, a scoreless game, top of the second. First pitch home, Mundy watches it. That will just barely change up away, and the count starts at 1-0. Well, it was really interesting the way that Altoona utilized the 3 days ago when Wos started and turned to Cruz. I was surprised that Cobos went innings and not just one, and it looks like they're doing the Tanaj Thomas today as the 1-0 is swung low and in. Fastball runs the count even at a ball and a strike. Because it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, is that the point of the opener is to get the starter to face off against a different portion of the when they come out instead of having them face off against the top. 1-1. Mundy rolls it on the right side, and the count goes even in a ball on a strike. Because that way, if you want to get a pitcher to a third trip through the lineup, they would start that third trip of the lineup facing off against the bottom half instead of the best hitter lineup at the top. But when you start that pitcher at the top of the lineup because the opener goes 2 innings and allows base runners here and there, well, that defeats the whole purpose. At least that's the way I understand it. The out of the second could be 2. Shackelford gloves to second for Pagero. Back to first. And holding on the bag, Gorski. Pulling ball up off the line just a bit. That's the double play. It goes 4-6-3 to end the frame. So that might help out the opener scenario just a little bit, as Lojinski will have to face off against 8 when we move to the third inning. For now, we go to the bottom of the second here in Bowie nothing, Altoona nothing. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Base baseball camps are back in 2002, and registration is open now. 3 sessions this summer, led by Oriole famer and former Rookie of the Year, Avery, along with former Bay Sox outfielder Ben Bumbry. Kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in camp-wide games at Prince Stadium. All campers get a free base hat and a ticket to a Bay Sox game of their choice. Space is limited, so head to BaySox.com and reserve your spot at a Bay Sox Youth Baseball Camp.
On the Grid is your lawn care team, providing organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom-tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawn. The Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes and ticks and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors. This is On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Computer displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky, top of the line fireworks shows following games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Scattered displays include traditional true pyro musicals, custom plays, and much more. The night sky's truly limitless, so don't be shy. ZY a try. Find out more by 570-328-361 or visit online zypyrotechnics.com.
Bottom of the second here in Altoona, a scoreless game between Bowie and Altoona. Bot is still with you from PNG Field. Drew Rahm back to work. On to the number 5 batter, Leover Pagueros. Changeup misses down, and the count's at 1-0. Pagueros has been a really tough go of things in this series. He lined 2 for 22, and both have been just singles. As the 1-0 comes in, off back to the screen, and the count goes even at a strike. Pagueros has seen his average dip about 30 points since this series began. Started the set, he was on a 10-game hit streak, 321. Here's the 1-1. Side a slider, and the count goes to 2 ball strike. But now, he's back 294 with a 797 and 45 games played. 4 triples, 4 homers, 30 driven in. The 2-1, slapped up the line, foul side. Grabbed by the and the count goes to 2-2. After Pagueros, it's Aaron Shackelford and Andres Alvarez due up in this half inning as Rahm looks for his first strikeout. Pitch, a swing, and a miss. Did he hold? He did. That's strike 3. Roberts just kept it on, and Pagueros is sent down swinging. First out of the day for Drew Rahm. Fourth overall this season for the lefty. One of my favorite things about Rahm is just how much he is quickly maturely over the course of this season. He added on about 26 pounds from the start of spring opening day. So his lead weight at 170 pounds, so that's weight. Here's Aaron's pitch. Called a now just up and in. Count opens up at 1-0. Similar to the Felix Bautista up in the big league club. I think he's listed at only like 190 pounds, but no, he's not. He's bigger than that. Here's the 1-0. Shackelford, fastball hits middle. Goes even at 1. 1-1. This one slapped up the line at third, tailing to the side, and that's down for a fair ball. Drew Dashbach was shifted the other way, so he has to sprint to the corner, but stopping and Shackelford won't test fate. He's content with the double his season. That one was as close of a line hugger as you'll probably ever see, and it just can't stop when it wedged itself under the wall ever so slightly. So the second consecutive inning, Tuna has put a runner into scoring after they got leadoff singles the first inning. Rahm was able to get pop out by Blake Sable, double play, to end that frame. But now it's runner alone at second, so double play kind of out of the equation. Andres Alvarez into the box now. Here's the first pitch. Perez watches called strike on a fastball bottom edge, nothing in one. So I was saying just on Rahm's physical development, it's been so... It's honestly kind of surprising, because over that injured list stint, obviously we didn't see him a few days, almost 2 weeks, but more so around 3 weeks. And when he came back, I could really score the 0-1. That one bounces in Roberts, runner to third. Wild pitch puts Shelford 90 feet away from scoring. The count even at a ball and a strike on Alvarez. But of course, my only impression of Drew Rahm was when he got to Prince George's ahead of opening day. I had never seen him or met before, so I didn't have an understanding of what he looked like. But I definitely noticed when he got off the IL. 1-1. Misses up and away, and it's a 2-1. Well, the Bay Sox is playing in once again, they all do, when there's a runner at third. And fewer than two outs. Hoping to hold Shackelford, and slowly gets hit to them. 2-1. Alvarez watches breaking ball miss high, and the count goes to 3-1. First three-ball count that Rahm to today. Alvarez hitting 2 this season with a 10.24 OPS in games played. 7 triples, 9 homers, 22 runs driven in. And Rahm's off as the batter calls for time. Rahm set. Holds it at the... And fires the 3-1. Alvarez pops it up, shallow right, probably deep enough to score the run as Tavares backing up on it. And he has to make a forehead high. Shackelford will on the sacrifice, and Altoona takes the early 1-0 lead. Straight game that the Curve have scored first. The Bay Sox did it in the first games of the set. Alvarez picks up his 23rd RBI of the season, and he just continued to contribute offensively for the Curve. It's the fourth straight game he's had a run or driven in a run. Connor Scott, first pitch, left-hander, watches fastball called for strike on the outside half. Scott sees in a 287 average as the 0-1 comes in. Checked on and a little bit of incidental contact. Ball rolled foul left side, count to nothing and two. 760 OPS in 36 games played for the lefty. 9 doubles, 3 triples, offer in 14 runs driven in. Wind pushing in from left field, bases in play, the 0-2 pitch. Is a slip, misses down and away, and the count goes to 2 strikes now. Altoona the early lead, 1-0 here in the bottom. A double, a wild pitch, and a sack high. Rahm looking for the quick K. The 1-2 misses wide. Slider even at 2 here on Scott. It looks like we'll be making the switch in the next half inning with Carmen Mojinski. Originally scheduled to be replaced for an opener scenario. The swung on and missed for strike 3. Pumped the high fastball on Scott and into Chase. Scott's in the frame for Rahm, but not before Altoona to lead. One run on one hit. No, after we're on to the third here at PA Field, Bowie trails 1-0. Your left baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Toolbox Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffeeans from the lush mountain region, Colombia and Brazil, to Royal Farm. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the first and freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farm's new Swiss-made coffee beans grind those rich, flavorful beans and brew them one magnum cup at a time. It's why Royal Farm's freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Whoops.
At DCA Imaging, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trust advisors. From document creation, out devices, scanning and workflow, to document storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging 301-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, ophthalmology made easy.
Third inning here in Altoona as the Bay Sox trip nothing. Bowie will send 8-9-1 to the plate here in this half inning against the. It's the originally scheduled starter Mojinski to take over on the opener, getting the job done. Thomas finishes 2 innings. He gave up 2 hits, no run. He didn't walk anyone and struck out winner on 23 pitches. Makes way for Mojinski, a 225-pound 23-inner from Hilton Head, South Carolina. First round selection in 2020, competitive balance A round. From South Carolina. He fires the Andrew Dashbach and it misses high. Second appearance in this Mojinski. He started Tuesday's game up, the 1-0. Check swing from Ditch down and away. They ask for an appeal and it's called ball. Count to 2-0. Mojinski, an 0-1 record in 9 games, all starts with 3 ERA. 33 and third innings of work. He struck out 34 with 17. The 2-0. Dashbach threw a high fastball and the count to 2-1. 3 home runs allowed by Mojinski, getting a 279 clip against him. And he was, if I'm not mistaken, the losing pitcher on Tuesday. Misses down and away. Goes to 3-1 on Dashbach. He was his third loss as before. 9 hits. A career high. Dashbach watches called stride edge. And this is where he likes to do a lot. Dashbach has seen some of the full counts out of any batter in league this season. 30 late appearances have gone to a full count. This is the 38th. He's 75 overall in the year with a 7-2 OPS and 39 games played as the payoff comes in, swung on and missed for strike 3. Fastball hits low, and that the day starts for Carmen Mojinski in, quote, relief. First strikeout for the right-hander, second for Altoona pitching. really interesting numbers about Andrew Dashbaugh that he works with. So I'll bring it up next time he comes to bat. Here's Davis Tavares. First pitch home is wide, and the count opens up at 1-0. Tavares, 2-for-16 in his younger, just his fifth game played. A double, a homer, two runs driven in, both RBI on the home run. 1-0, Klondike, fastball hits the bottom edge. The count evens at a ball and a strike. So Majinski has had some injury woes. He missed out about a time around the start of May, the 1-1, misses low, and the count goes to 2-strike. He also had a foot injury that sidelined him for, I think it was 2019, back when he was with South Carolina before getting drafted. Here's the 2-1. This one lifted fast side, gets out of play, and the count goes even at 2 on Tavares. He missed a month in 21 due to right shoulder stiffness. Worked into relief roles after that. This is his first full season back as a starter. As the 2 is knuckled into center field for a second baseman Aaron Shackelford. Thought a read on it, but it's over his head. Perez breaks out of a two-game hitless single here in the top of the third inning. Sox trail 1-0 here in Altoona, but they're trying to break through and win a series time since early May. If they can't pick up the win today, they do trail. It would be a series curve. And Cesar Viedo digs in. First pitch to the lefty. Fastball misses in, starts out at 1-0. Prieto laid down a bunt single on the very first pitch of the game. He was practicing a couple of those yesterday, Coach Tim DeJohn. 1-0. Just a piece rolled between the legs of the pitcher. Count goes even at 1-1. He went about it very casually. I almost found that interesting because we've seen some bunts that just aren't really very well executed this season. Exhibit A in this game when Blake sent it into the air, ground, and nearly got it to first base. Here's a ball to first, foul, and it goes to 1-2 on Cesar Prieto. Sable was taken out on that pop-up while trying to size runners at first and second to get him in position. Instead, the inning was left scoreless. But Bowie tricks 1-0 now after Aaron Shackelford in the second, moved to third on a wild pitch, scored on a sack fly by Andres Alvarez. The Bay Sox trying to tie it up, maybe lead here in the top of the third. As Modere's the next, and Prieto swings through. Ball on the outside, black, and Prieto on strikes. Second strikeout for Ski in the second out of this inning. And to Gunnar Henderson. Well, Mojinski didn't get very far on either. He only tossed 4 on 77 pitches. Littered with base hits, especially from the top in the lineup. Gunnar Henderson hit 3 against him. Here's the first pitch. Hitter watches called strike on a fastball or outside corner. It's nothing and one. And Gunnar had an RBI double first, a single in the third, and then an RBI double in the fourth. Run scored later in the frame. 0-1. Running inside a changeup, and even at a ball on a strike. Well, Mojinski, after just 3 batters, has already matched his number from his 4 innings against Tuesday. That's actually pretty notable. Scouts have said a lot of times, lacks a proper put-down pitch, a good Swiss offering, and it showed on Tuesday. The 1-1 is rocketed to right field and down hit. Does it get past the right fielder? Scott boots it. Henderson goes in. Prieto gets the wave. The throw is cut off. Henderson gets third standing. An RBI for Gunner, and the Bay Sox tie this game at 1. That'll either go down as a double with an error or a triple. Here it is. It's a hit for Henderson. That's 5 consecutive games for Gunner, and the Bay Sox are into it at 1 apiece. We'll see what's up on the board. It looks like with straight triple, even though Scott really did boot that ball in right field, hit off of his glove, and I think he might have kicked it too, but they're going with triple, so it's third of the season. Here, Hall, first pitch, swing and a miss. Changeup misses away. Count starts out at nothing and one. RBI 35 for Gunner this year. Currently sits fourth overall in that category. Here's the 0-1 to Hall's wide, and the count goes all on a strike. Where's Gunner sit on the triples category? He's top 10 now with that, his third. The 1-1 side, and the count goes to 1-2 from Hall. So now go ahead 90 feet away, but it's still coming here 2 out, so Hall needs something at the base hit to give Bowie the lead. Mojinski sets, fires the 1-2, misses wide, and the count goes at 2. Hall struck out in the first inning, but that was against Tanaj Thomas, winner. as the 2-2 comes on and missed high for strike three. On strikes for the second time today, three punch-outs in the inning for Carmen Wojcinski, but Bowie ties the game up. RBI triple by Gunnar Henderson, and as we move to the third, it's Altoona 1-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
This Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, us now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and other pest control services, call Pest. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Most people don't know what a stutter is. More importantly, well, how much it impacts you. Just take them to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? These are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-2.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Get your reds ready and your iron suits too, because we're Hero Day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your favorite costume hero, and the first 750 fans, 13 and up, will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the Ball Police, Fire, and EMS with a Guns and Hope charity softball game. And the Bay Sox will wear custom heroes jerseys auctioned off to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. It's July 31st, so get your tickets at Baysox.com.
Back half of the three in Altoona as Bowie and Altoona tied at one. And 1-2 due up for the curve in this. Dylan Shockley will open it, followed off man Matt Frazier and then Jared Triel. Drew Rahm continues to work for the Bay Sox. Fires the first pitch home to the right-hander Shockley. It's ripped foul right side, counted up at nothing and one. Shockley, second appearance in this after playing yesterday. He went over to walk. One of an overall average this season in just 10 games played, a 385 OPS. The one breaking ball fouled off third base this time. Count to nothing and two. What a run it is right now for the Bowie lineup. Between Hudson Haskins, well, you could top four, too. Between Hudson Haskins, Cesar, Gunnar Henderson, Jordan Westbrook right now. The 0-2 from Rahm, just by a changeup. Count goes to a two strikes. Up to 33 pitches so far. Again, 45 was his limit in his first game back from the IL, and then he tossed 50 Tuesday, the 1-2, bounced over to the side, over top of the mound as well. Cato picks it on a high bounce at the shoulder, sidearms it over to first in time. 4-3 put out is how things get started here in the bottom of the third inning. So it'll be question today if Rahm does have the efficiency and the distance in him to five, hopefully through five, as Frazier, the leadoff's in, and the left-hander pops up the first pitch out toward the shallow outfield. Ortiz ranges over, makes a little hop-up while shielding his eyes from the sun, and pulls it down. Up out to the shortstop, and that's a quick of before watching Drew Rahm's pitch count. Here's Jared Triolo. Bowie has not too many five-inning performances in their starters recently. The only one in this... Well, there was Antonio Velez yesterday, but the only one in a winning effort this was Ryan Watson. First pitch to Jared Triolo misses away at a fastball. Opens up at nothing and one. Triolo singled in the inning. Got taken out on the dead end of the frame. The 1-0 is fouled off back screen. Bases empty way here in a tie game. 1-1 in the bottom. Rahm holds set at the chin, drops to the waist as he steps back, and here's the 1-1. It misses inside a chin. Count goes to two balls and a strike. Well, I was having a conversation earlier today. I think it was pregame show interviews with Cody Roberts. It was earlier in the series. 2-1. Inside a check swing, he went. Bit of a flinch from Triolo on a PSA. He went around. He's trying to save his bacon as he backed out. That crossed the zone. At least that's what the first said. Rahm looking for the punch out in a perfect inning. Fires the curveball, fouled off right side. Count stays. I was talking with Cody Red. It is interesting working with Rahm, but he's glad that he's still ape this far because they've been with him so long on the rise through the minors. But that deep arsenal is a fun challenge. 2-2 pitch to Triolo. It's high, a changeup. First full count Rahm has dealt today. Roberts almost described it away a poker player. Want to show his hand. The 3-2 bounced side and through the gap into center field hit. Just snuck past the mound as Hudson Haskin will pick it up in center.
Triolo hit day. He's got hits as now in five of his last six. And continues well in this series. He's hitting now eight hits in the set. Here's Blake Sable. Imagine he tries to lay down a bunt this time. Henderson is still played inside the basement third just in case. First pitch, left-hander takes it inside, pushes him off just a tad. Count opens up at 1-0. Wind coming in a bit from south, but still a very beautiful day here at Altoona. Honestly, not a cloud, blue skies all above. 1-0. Sable watches fat high, and the count goes to 2-0. But Robert said, you don't want to show your hand when you're drum. You don't want to bring out every single pitch just for the sake of one plate appearance, because you've got to work with a lot of guys. Here's 0. Misses high end, and the count goes to 3-0. First time that Rahm has started out throwing a batter today. Runner at first, two away. Chom. That one's called a strike. Fastball hits the outside edge. So hitters offering incoming to Blake Sable here. 1-1 game, third. Rahm looking for a scoreless frame. Runner takes off. The 3-1 is served in field. Little deep, but not deep enough. And Haskin ranges to his right, probably 40 feet, and pulls the ball in. Two-out single, left stranded at first. And as we move to the fourth here at Prince George PNG Field, Prince George's Stadium, for about a week now, Bowie and Altoona are tied at one. You're listening to Ducks Baseball.
The Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic base care program for residential and commons. Our lawn care program provides ballpark quality results. Each service custom tailored with guaranteed results in the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and mold. Safely and effectively control insects and indoors this summer with On the Green. Go to onthegreenink.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team out from the rest. Specialists all set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance company. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapists, and more. All to get me back to work. Contain costs, premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIW.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthdays and even fundraising opportunities for your... The Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your... at unbeatable rates with plenty of options, seats, and decks around the ball. Your group can eat their fill and have it on time. Find out more and schedule by calling 301-464-4880 or to BaySox.com.
On to the fourth inning, Altoona, as the Bay Sox in the curve tied at one. Matt Sabatis with you from PNG Field. Middle of the two-up, starting with Joey Ortiz. Haskin and Cody Roberts will follow. Karminski back to work for the curve. First pitch home to Ortiz. Missed just high, a changeup. Count opens up at 1-0. Shadow's starting to push a little bit in front of home plate right now. In from the right side of the field, crossing over the first base line, the 1-0. Boiled foul right side on the ground. Count evens at 1 on Ortiz, who hit in a double play in the first inning. That ended. There's already been three double plays in this game. I texted curve broadcaster John Moses to see if he'd been keeping a running count. There's probably got to be at least double plays hit into in this series. One pitch misses down and away. Count goes to two balls and a strike. The Constitution to them out. Threw my scorecards over these five plus now because my scorecards are just a giant mess. This one driven high, but foul right side. Count goes even at Ortiz. I could pick them out with enough studying, but we're in the game, and I obviously don't want to do that. Take up a lot of time. I do know the Bay Sox turned at least one yesterday. Really fun double play that Leover Peguero, as Ortiz grounds this one slightly to short where Peguero picks it. Chop sends it to Gorski at first, and it's their time. 6-3 put out, gets a start at the fourth. Well, I was asking around. They've got that Lake Martin in right field, and obviously it's one of the more unique ballpark features, even though you can't necessarily have a ballpark feature. It's not a part of the ballpark. It's a part of a separate corporate entity. It's just located adjacent to the ballpark, out past Skyliner Roller Coaster. It hasn't run all series. First pitch to Hudson Haskin misses down and away for a ball 1-0, and I asked today, why isn't it running? I assume maybe it would start running after Memorial Day as the 1-0. Called high, bottom, top half rather, to Haskin, even the ball and a strike. because it had a season, and that's what some of the folks here in Altoona initially is that, oh, it'll probably get going on Memorial. But no, it's still not running. The 1-1 left side, and the count to 1-2 on who singled in the second inning, got taken out of double play. But apparently that roster has been down for maintenance. The park opened for the summer. As well as another roller coaster that they have. I see them running it slightly, checking it. The 1-2 swing, high fastball. Hudson just in time, and the count goes even at 2. Well, I said it, Mojin. Scouts have said he let put down pitch, and he's continually struggling to put down here, already up to 30 after just an inning in the third. Next offering, Haskins shoots it into deeper, but it'll stay in the ballpark as he arranges to his right. Pull down, and that's the second out of the frame. But he did strike batters in that third inning. Needed 23 pitches to do it, but 3 strikeouts, and that was more than he struck 4 innings on Tuesday against the Bay Sox. Over 77 pitches. It was a lot of contact, and that's why they were able to materialize in hits against the starter. They'll do it again, but right now, good path. First pitch to Cody Ross is fouled off of the catcher. That'd have hit the inside thigh of Dylan Schott. Took him a little bit to hide himself, and he takes off the mask and just into a full squat and rests. And waits for the umpire to clean off home plate. It's an opportunity to just give the catcher a little breather. Roberts at it, nothing and one on Roberts, who flew his first time up in the second inning. Altoona tied at one here in the top of the fourth. The 0-1 misses wide. Brings the count even at a ball and a strike. When I said it earlier this year, I rode Skyliner roller coaster last year. It was early September. Visiting PNG Field, and it was good weather day for it. The 1-1 lifted out to the right, running in Connor Scott. He camps under it and makes the catch. And 3-up, 3-down frame for Skeen. As we move to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's Bowie 1, Altoona 1, listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by Y Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the top of the line fireworks shows and Bay Sox games all season long to give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include tradition shows, true pyro musicals, great graph lays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361. Visit us online, zypyrotech.com.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium. It comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 20th Navy Night presented by Navy Federal Union. Join the United States Naval Academy of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled 5 with some fantastic post-game work. The 23rd Annual Navy Night, George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
At DCAM Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be trusted advisors. From document creation, put devices, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people, print, not printers. Give DCAM a call, 301-57-1021, or find more about how we can help you. CAImaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Pest Now is a proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox at Pest Control Services for Prince George's Stadium, so that's how you know they're reliable. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, anything from general pest control, mite control, mosquito control, or any other pest control service, you can give them a call at 301-231-8300 or online at pestnow.com. Bottom of the fourth inning here in Altoona, a 1-1 game. Drew Rahm is for the Bay Sox. Two-out single in the third, but stranded the run. Now he faces off against four picks in the curve lineup. First pitch home to Matt Gorski. Under fouls it off hard right side. Count opening in one. So this is where Rahm was hovering on Tuesday. It was his second strike from the injured list stint. He to a couple of strikeouts in the fourth. Just the inning, the 0-1. Misses one down, evens it a ball on a strike. And he finished at 55 pitches. Like the leash is going to be extended even more. Very gradual increase for Rahm, as he is already up to 50 with this ring. The 1-1 misses up and away. Two balls and a strike on Gorski, and there's no one warming in the bullpen. So it looks like Rahm might fully be unleashed. And he's pitching well to boot. The 2-1 pander is swung on and missed high for a foul ball. Count evens at 2. After Gorski, it's Leover, Peguero, then Ifford. Here's the 2-2. And a miss, he got him. Fast outside edge at 92 from Rahm. Third strikeout of the day for the lefty, and there's one out to start the... We'll help the folks back at Prince George's are at least getting some quality video footage of the Nitro Circus event that's going on at the ballpark now. As Leover Peguero digs in, the first pitch home is a changeup called on the outer edge, nothing at one. The only one in the front office that isn't allowed, that isn't going to get a chance to see it, and that's what bums me. It's the 0-1, misses high, and the count goes to a ball and a strike on Peguero, who struck out swinging in the second. And I remember when I was first talking with assistant general manager for this job, the Nitro Circus event came up in our conversations. As the one comes in, and it's flared out toward right center field. This one will split the gap and touch all the way to the wall. It's picked up in Haskin. This is a necessarily over Peguero. He cruises, he drops to a knee, and praises the sky as Leover Peguero finally breaks out of the slump. Got a feel for a fellow like that, as his has dropped nearly 30 points over the course of this series. Came in so hot, and is just vomiting. Finally gets 15th double of the season. Puts in a scoring position with one out in the game. Here's Aaron Shackelford, which misses away. Count starts out at one. There's so many high hopes coming into this game for Leo Peguero. And it just didn't materialize in this. So the folks here, at least from the Bay Sox perspective, just didn't see what they expected. 1-0, Shackelford Y, and the count goes to 2-0. So I was having those conversations with Phil Ryan. It reminded me of some of my first memories of Nitro Circus. First really introduced into popular culture with the MTV TV show. Here's the 2-0. Swing and a miss. It's high. And the count goes 2-1. And it was then I was informed about Travis Pastrana and his locality to the DMV area and to Bowie specifically. I remember watching all of the clips from the original show at his house with all of his cut-built little bits and pieces. I didn't realize it was that local job I was applying for. The 2-1 misses low of fastball. Count goes to 3-1 Shackelford. I remember one of those. I think it was the senior. Back when everyone had the original pod, the one with the screen and the scroll wheel. They had initially started to make iPods that would play videos. I think that series premiere of Nitro Circus was one of them they gave away for free. So that was a video that I had and watched constantly because it was free. I didn't have any money. I was a 3-3 and a strike on Shackelford. Here's the pitch home. This high out toward right center, Hasking up, looks to have it squared in front of the warning track, runs in to make the catch, and tags. The throw is ripped in, but outfields don't give you much of a chance. Peguero moves to third, a productive out by Shackelford on the fly out to right center. Here's Andres Alvarez, to Bowie in this series, drove in a run with McFly in the second inning. He had a 3-run home run on Thursday. Alvarez watches changeup called straight side corner, nothing in one to start. Can't get a sac fly here, though, with two outs. Game tied at one, and Bowie has Shurkins warming in the bullpen. Here's this one driven out toward left, looking up on it now, Dashbach. At the warning track, he's got fired and makes the catch. 366 feet away home. Probably needed about 10 to let out of here, but the inning comes to close. Rahm escapes the jam. Strains the runner at third, and as we fifth here at PNG Field, in Altoona, tied at one. You think to Bay Sox baseball.
Hanks, the Bay Sox Futures Club, is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. Completely free for kids ages 3 through. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discounts, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to kids. So don't miss out on all the giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season next. The Bay Sox Futures Club, sign up at Sox.com.
That's right, Dynamite Night at Prince George's come on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian J.J. Walker, star of 1976 Good Times, with special VIP meet and greet paddleable. That's Friday, July 5th for Dynamite Night with J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. Go to BaySox.com right now, tickets and learn more.
If you're working in the Washington metropolitan area as a pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're in a better life, a better means for yourself and your family, or what makes sure that you're earning the high wages and the best benefits in our industry. Visit our website at steam-602.org. That's steam-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Coffee lovers, know where your freshest cup of coffee? Right at Royal Farms. Because new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try love it first sip. Because the freshest coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
We'll get your red capes ready and your irons too, because it's Superhero Day at Rinstra Stadium on Sunday, July 31st. Meet your favorite costumed hero, and the 750 fans ages 13 and up will Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobblehead. Not only that, but it'll also be Hero Day at the ballpark, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game. And the Sox will wear custom heroes jersey off post-game to benefit the Children's Foundation. Sunday, July 31st, so get your tickets at Sox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide attention office technology professionals ready to trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand full print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-102, or find out more about how we help you. DCA Imaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems. Office technology made easy.
Baseball is a game of specialists, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the... Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, paying costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit ChesapeakeEIWC.com.
Hey, Bayson, the Green Incorporated is a proud part of Sox, and they're celebrating 25 years providing custom lawn care and pest control programs to the community. Guaranteed results for residential and commercial lawns. They can turn your sandlot lush greens, resembling that at Georgia Stadium. Mention this ad, and you can receive a discount on your first lawn care pest control service. Enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green. Go to onthegreeninc.com or call at 410-5044. It's the game of here at PNG Field in Altoona, celebrating cancers and honoring those that we have to cancer in the past. A long break after the fourth inning for what was called a slap, a very humbling and a beautiful moment as cancer survivors came onto the field and walked the length of the infield dirt on the outfield grass, going from the first base to the third base side and exiting all to a standing ovation from a fantastic crowd here at PNG Field, and many of those in attendance holding up signs, "I keep hope for someone affected by cancer. I wrote down my mother, Mimi Sabatis." As we move on to the fifth inning, it's a 1-1 game here in Altoona. First pitch home to left-hander Jay Mundy misses inside, and we're action with a 1-0 count. It'll be 7-8-9 due up for the base in the top of the fifth inning with Mundy, Andrew Dashbach, and Davis Tavares. Jinsky fires the next, and Mundy swings through it, a fastball inside, and the Kings at one. Mundy hit in double play in the second inning. That one went 6-3. The Bay Sox have hit into two in this game already. 1-1. Called strike. Ball hits the bottom edge from Mojinski in the count. Shadows starting to push across a good chunk of the infield grass. The mound is covered in shade. The 2, Mundy swings and misses. Sloan, and that's strike three. Fourth strikeout from Mojinski so far. And now Andrew Dashbach will begin. While the mound and the back circle are covered in shade, the entire dirt is still in sunlight. There's a bit of speckled shade field corner. They've got a video board there, and there's a little bit more tree line in that area for the sun setting behind. As Dashbach steps in, and the first pitch to the right-hander missed a 94-mile-an-hour fastball starts. Most strikeouts for Mojinski game this season is 7, but he's only struck out more than one other time as the next pitch, Dashbach, is grounded foul third base side and evens at 1. He's out 7 on May 1st, on April 14th, and everything else is 4 or less. Here's the 1-1. Dashbach pops it up on the infield right side, out of shallow right. Aaron Shackelford backing up, called off by the right fielder Scott, Hunter Scott, to make the catch. 2-8. Shurkins was warming up in the last half inning, but the Bay Sox now have a new hander up and tossing in their bullpen.
I believe that might be Noah DeNoyer. Here's Davis Tavares, number 9 batter, watches first pitch missed just wide a changeup as a ball from the bullpen rolls down to the first base foul line. I've never seen it go in fair territory like that. But it just rolled right third baseman and trickled its way across. It didn't come by until the pitch had been thrown. Didn't distract anyone. And fortunately, Tavares hadn't put the play, so it didn't interfere with anything. Here's the 1-0. So puts this one into play. A slow bouncer up on the run by the second baseman, Shackelford, and crossed the body in time to first base for another 1-2-3 inning. In a row retired by Carmen Mojinski. And as we move to the bottom of the fifth, half home here in the series finale in L2, it's a tie game. 1-1. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Make sure you've got your Jedi cloaks Saturday, July 16th for Star Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Tons of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, part in interactive exhibits and lightsabers, and you can bid on special game-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox at the game. It's all sponsored by Bell, and it comes your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Saturday at the ballpark by HeadSox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their team from the rest. Specialists also have Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from workers' compensation insurance companies. Services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical, and more. All to get your employee work, contain costs, and keep fun. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.
Fielder's Choice Flex the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to best games at Prince George's Stadium. Save up to 30% on your selected day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits. Includable exchange options, discounts, and special access to the Diamond View Restaurant Free. Members collectible at your game of the year. Get your pack now by 301-464-8865. We're heading online to Sox.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning, Altoona, a 1-1 ball game. The Bowie Bay Sox dipping into their pool the first time today, capping Drew Ross 4 innings. He takes an Otis as Noah DeNoyer will come out of the pen. DeNoyer will face off against 8-9 and win the Altoona lineup. On Rom final, he goes 4 and gives up total 1 run. It was earned. He struck out 3 batters, did not win anyone, and threw a total of 62. As DeNoyer takes over, he'll open with Connor Scott. Four lefties in this lineup for the day. Scott, Shackelford, Sable, Frazier, first pitch home. Misses way, and the count starts out at 1-0 on the ball. Third lead in just again. On the line for Gunnar Henderson. Next pitch is a curveball strike, bottom edge, and the count evens at 1. Noah DeNoyer, a 6'5", 225-pound right-hander, free agent pickup in 2019. Fires the next pitch, and the fastball misses wide on the count to 2 balls and a strike. Bowie this season, he's made 4 appearances. Gone 0-1 with a dead even 3-A. Next pitch misses up and away on a foul once more. Count to 3-1. 5th for DeNoyer, 17 strikeouts, 4 walks. He has allowed 3 home runs. He fires the 3-1, and it's 2nd. Prieto picks it on 2 bounces, checks that it's in its glove, clutches it, and sends it to 1st. An easy 4-3 put out, and there's 1-1 to start the 5th. Well, DeNoyer is making his 2nd in this series. He picked up the save in 4 innings on Tuesday. He's usually one of those guys that you count on to follow a starter. Guys like Dilopric used to be Cameron Bishop, but Bishop LA Norfolk. As Dylan Shockley steps in, the first pitch home misses high, a change and opens at 1-0. He lost a 4-inning save, a run, and a hit to the first base, the double to Matt Frazier, eventual goal to Brent Sitta that got Altoona a bit closer in that game, but he only allowed 2 more base runners, 3 innings. Next pitch called a strike, fastball up and in, so the count evens at 1. Shockley. Shockley stalks and steps back in, adjusts the cap and the gloves briefly. DeNoyer immediately fires the 1-1. Curveball misses inside, goes to 2-1. Well, DeNoyer has that very quick rhythm. Steve comes set. He takes 1 half step and immediately fires the pitch. The 2-1 is grounded to 3rd. Foul by Gunnar Henderson. Won a bit of a high bouncing ball, but the fastball really hard to put into play fair. And the count goes even at. But DeNoyer at quick rhythm. It's played to his benefit already a lot this season. The 2-2. Called three. Got him with a fastball. Painted on the edge of the zone. Shockley watched it the whole way. And DeNoyers, two up, two down in relief. First strikeout for him. Fifth overall, three pitching. And now back to the top of the lineup with Matt Frazier. Henderson playing at third. Frazier hacks at the pitch and fouls it off right side. Boyer quickly sticking with the balls on a lot of these offerings. Wasn't working early on Connor Scott when he fell in 3-1, and now the fastball is their favor, the 0-1. That fastball just misses high. Looked like it probably tapped the zone, but it runs the count strike. Base is empty two-way here in the bottom of the fifth inning. A 1-1. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Change up down. Goes to a ball and two strikes on Frazier for two. Singled to open up the first at second base. Popped out to shortstop his last time up. Here's the 1-2. Misses up and away a fastball. Count goes even at two balls and two strikes. Still a beautiful day here in Altoona. Not to speak of, and still not a cloud to be seen. 2-2 from DeNoyer. Swung on and golfed out toward right center. Really deep, but Haskin has a read on it. Center fielder moves to his left, probably about, and makes the catch after a stop. Three up, three down, and out of the bullpen for Noah DeNoyer. Continue great work here in his brief double-A. On to the sixth in Altoona. It's been Altoona tied at one. Listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to put the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest services. For all your residential and pest control needs, call Pest Now. For pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest controls, call Pest Now. You can reach us 1-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
It's not baseball's fireworks, and you can always the biggest and best at Princeton Stadium. There's no better way to fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the base got you covered this season with six different shows to choose from. So get your ticket at BaySox.com. Only two chance fireworks in June on the 17th against the Binghamton Rumble Pony. Hope to see you there.
Sky Shooter Displays by Z Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky flying fireworks shows following Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more from us at 570-328-1361 or online zypyrotechnics.com.
Standing here in Altoona, 1-1 ball. Top of the Bay Sox lineup set to bat. Hander Carmen Mojinski. Pitch home, and it's called a strike to Cesar Prieto. Change up, it's middle, and it's nothing and one. Prieto 1-for-2 on the day. Gunnar Henderson to Fussell 1-for-2. As the O comes in, and Prieto bounces a foul side. Count nothing and two. It's that pull for Prieto that's already hurt a little bit. He obviously counteracted with the bunt single in the first inning on the fifth game. Third base is put in response to it, of course. The 0-2 is rolled over slowly to short. Picked by Leover Peguero on third base of second, but it was pretty much on top tag, and the shortstop sends it to first, 6-3 put out. Yeah, Prieto is still hovering above 50% pull rate as Gunnar Henderson digs into the box. Again, it's still Prieto's just 10th game here, so there's plenty of time to counteract that. And he's still putting up good contact numbers regardless. He's made a lot through the shift. But back-to-back left, Prieto has a very slow jog back to the dugout. But he's back in, and the first pitch home to Henderson is called a strike. That one, a low sinker. And Henderson just has to stick with it. That's a tough pitch called against you. The 0-1 pitch, a check swing. Say he went, too, on a fall down and inside. Back-to-back pitches where things just aren't Henderson's way. That one looked close, so I could be going either way, but obviously Henderson would have liked it as the ball. The 0-2 swung on in strike three. That's a rarity. Rarely see Henderson go down on three pitches like that. I think the first two definitely changed his approach at the plate just because it happened so quickly. Let's see if I can find how often Henderson actually strikes out like that. On a 0-2 count, here's Adam Hall, first pitch strike on a fastball wide, only getting a little bit bigger as the day has gone on. Here's the next. Hall watches fastballs miss away, and the count goes each strike. One-one. Down and so Gunnar Henson has only struck out on an 0-2 count six times this season, that one. It's out of 37 strikeouts now. Then called a strike, upper in corner to Hall, and the count goes even. It's 9 in a row by Carmen Wojcinski after that strikeout. Person. Hall swinging against Wojcinski in the third. It's the 2-2. This one lofted toward left and down for a base hit. Over the as Hall breaks up that streak of 9 in a row. First base runner for Bowie, since Henderson tripled to drive in a running, but now go-ahead run. It's finally aboard for the Bay Sox here with two top of the sixth. But that tells you, that's how rare it is for Henderson to go down a two count. Everyone below that has struck out fewer times has played nowhere as many games as Henderson. That's on the Bay Sox roster specifically. Here's Joey Ortiz. First pitch fastball misses away, and the count starts out 1-0 on the right-hander. Ortiz for today. He's hit it to shortstop twice into a double play in the first inning, and then in the full start the inning. Here's the 1-0. Ortiz back to the screen. Fastball still nibbled side edge, and the count evens at a strike. So the openly working for Carmen Wojcinski today. Stroll on Tuesday wasn't so keen for him in the opener. The other day, Omar Cruz didn't really work out too well. Runner goes, pitches down and away for Hall. Throw to second is a little bit off. And in stealing is Adam Hall, his 11th successful swipe this season. He's yet to be caught. Dylan Shirley has actually been doing fairly well behind. This is his 10th game. That's only the fourth stolen base he's on seven total attempts. But now it's runner in scoring. Count advances to 2-1. Next pitch to Ortiz. Bounce the other way. Back picked by Smith. Has to throw to the pitcher cover. And Gorski just gets it there in time. That was a tough play for both parties involved. 3-1 putout is successful. And ends the small buoy. One out single and stolen base. Left-handed at second. And as we move to the bottom of the sixth here at PNG Field, the Bay Sox in the curve. Tied at one. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
You interested in beginning or expanding a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or VAC service industry? Are you in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the STEAM UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
It takes time, rich, flavorful coffee beans from lush mountain regions of Colombia, Brazil, to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine, those rich, flavorful coffee beans, them one magnificent cup at a time. That's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, inch a batter in the game, and you'll even the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox parties, an unforgettable one experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-480 or at baysox.com.
Bottom of the sixth in Altoona as Bowie and Altoona are tied at one. Noah Denoyer barks and fires a first pitch strike. A nice ball hits middle to Jared Triolo. And we get started with an 0-1 count. Triolo, Blake Sable, Matt Gorski do up. Next pitch grounded over to short. Shuffle on it, Joey Ortiz. A hard sidearm, but it gets to first in time. A lot of ground Ortiz had to cover on that one, but he made it look clean. The clunkiness of that ball hit. The put out gets us started here in the bottom of the sixth. Four up, four down out of the pen. Denoyer, he's really been pitching well for the Bay Sox lately, and I'm always going to be a big fan of the quick rhythm that he works with on the mound for Bowie. This has been such a fun series between Bowie and Altoona. Every's been decided by either two runs or one. As Sable digs in, the first lefty misses inside on a fastball, opens up at 1-0. Sable bit into a pop-out and fouled in the first inning, flew out to straightaway center this time up, and the 1-0 is lofted foul side out of play. Gunnar Henderson backs up from baseline now as the count goes even at one. You show your hand once, third baseman in just about every time. Next moves up and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Looking at the curve, though, they're probably going to be middle of the season. The 2-1 fouled off left side. Count goes even at 2. They could maybe go for a big one, how some of their pitching staff does now that they're getting used to some of these adjustments, especially winners, because it's obviously working well for them today. And once they get Davis back, they might do better. The 2-2, swung and missed for strike 3 inside. Second strikeout for Noah DeVers swinging. 5 outs overall for Bay Sox pitching today. Yeah, Henry's first overall pick in last season from Louisville. On the injured list. Since getting called up from High A Greensboro, only about 2.5. First pitch to Matt Gorski, swinging a mirror ball that hits the dirt. That's a bit embarrassing. Count opens up at nothing and 1. Gorski 0 for 2, hit into a double in the first inning. Struck out swing in the fourth. Both were against Drew Rahm. 1. Lofted foul, died. This one gets out of play. JD might even go past the foul line watching it count to nothing and 2. 5 down to start for Noah DeNoyer. Trying to make it 6 for his third strikeout. Pitch home. He's in. Count goes to a ball and 2 strikes. I can't imagine there's going to be too many reinforcements to maybe for a second half push. High A Grow is only 21-28 on the season. Bradenton is not doing much better. It was a changeup that just misses. Gorski thought that one was coming too far inside, but it really just barely corner. 2-2 pitch from DeNoyer. Swung on and missed 3. Got him with a changeup down and in. 3 strikeouts for DeNoyer on the day in his second straight perfect inning. He's retired all 6 out of the pen. For the 7th year in Altoona, it's a 1-1. We're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Brains to stitches, sore throat to stomach aches, and pulled muscle poison ivy. Care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, labs, and prescription drugs are on site. Major insurance plans are except routine illnesses and injuries. First is here for you. Patient First. The name fits.
Patient First. Proud partner of the Buicks. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Bay Sox Live Happy Hour, Thursday, July 14th at Prince Stadium. Along with the usual live music and specials from 5 to 6:30, it's also Burritoville Night Out at the ballpark. Flip-flops, salt shakers, and Hawaiian t-shirts ready to celebrate cruise with Margaritaville Night, sponsored by Bay. That's Thursday, July 14th at Prince Stadium, so get your tickets now, asox.com. We roll on to the 7th inning here in Altoona, a one game between Bay Sox and Matt Sabatis with you from PN Field. As Altoona is bullpen yet again, Carmen Mogindo only finishes 4 innings for today. Came in after it pitched, but eventually finished 4 innings. 3 hits total and 1 run was earned. Struck out 5, did not walk anyone, and threw a grand total of 60 pitches on the mound. Makes way for Travis Greger, who can probably finish out the game for the curve. First pitch to Hudson Hassel to strike on a low changeup. Count opens up at nothing and 1. There's plenty of starting experience. In fact, he in the rotation for all of 2020 with the curve. As the 0-1 is low and away, count goes even at a ball and a strike on Haskin. For a 6'4", 215-pound hander, second-round draft selection all in 2016 from East Lake High School. While he started this in the curve rotation, he struggled. 10 runs in 8 2/3 innings starts, then shifted into a pin roll. Next pitch fouled off back in third base side. Count goes to 1-2. So on the season overall for the curve, McGregor has made 11 appearances. 3-1 record, 4.41 ERA. So to go from an ERA north of 10 out of those third starts, bring it down to 4-4. Tells you he's been doing well in relief. 2 2/3 innings, 41 strikeouts, 21 walks. The 1-2 is called strike. Fastball hits the bottom of the zone, and Haskin is called out on first strikeout for McGregor. 7th overall for Altoona pitching, a year in the top of the 7th. Second appearance series for McGregor as he came in Wednesday's game at Burroughs. Top prospect only finished 3 innings. First pitch, Jody Roberts bounced high over the mound to set, picked up by Shackelford and sent to first base time for a quick 4-3. Starting today 0 for 3 now as things turn on to J.D. Mundy with bases at 2 outs. McGregor 3 innings on Wednesday. He came in the sixth, and most of his trouble came in the eighth after pitching scoreless sixth and seventh, including a perfect seventh. But one batter gave up an RBI double and then an RBI hole in that eighth inning. That proved full as Bowie would win 5-3. Here's J.D. Mundy. First pitch low to the left-hander. Count opens up at 1-1. Mundy over 2-1. They hit into a double play that ended the second inning and struck out to open the fifth. No. Mundy watches a strike on a low fastball and the count even 1. A little bit of a shift for Mundy. 42%. He pulls it. The 1-1. Misses down and inside. Count goes to the strike. The Bay Sox only hit since the end of the third inning as here in the top of the seventh. It's single by Adam Hall in the sixth. Mundy fouls it off left side. Count evens at 2. Step even further. Base runner. That was the hit in the seventh, or in the sixth inning, rather. Hall second base, but was left stranded. As the 2-2 comes in, he watches it for called strike 3. 96-mile-an-hour fastball hits the corner, and it's 2 strikeouts in a perfect seventh inning for Travis McGregor. As we stretch here at NG Field in Altoona, it's been a tight one. 1-1. Sucks. And the curve. You're listening to Baseball.
Baseball is a game of base stealers, closers. Together, they help their team stay rest. Specialists also help seek employers' insurance apart from other compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employees back to work, contain costs, premiums down. That's teamwork. Learn more, connect with your agent, or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIT.com.
Get your gear and memorabilia for favorite Bay Sox players and your stars of the Baltimore Orioles Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, great prices. Located right of the Prince George's Stadium and online BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle is the only place to get the best base for you and your favorite fan. The Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup. Together, they help their team stand out. Specialists also help Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Services team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, or all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake at CEIWC.com.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium. It comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the state's Naval Academy class of 2006 and take in the Bay Sox and face off against the Altoona Curve. All comes your way on Friday, July 29th. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with fantastic post-game fireworks. The third annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at Bay Sox.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn team providing professional organic lawn care programs for residential and commercial. Our lawn care program provides par quality results. Each service is tailored with guaranteed results for even toughest lawns. On the Green also outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely control insects and enjoy the outdoor summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the setting here in Altoona, still a one game as we stretch on. The over Peguero will lead it off for here in the home half of the frame, followed by Aaron Crawford and Andres Alvarez. First pitch home hander. Curveball called for Stratum Edge. It's nothing in one. Peguero had a exorcism level double in the fourth, if you want to put it. The next pitch is swung on and missed down and away. He broke out of a 2-for-20 with his first extra base hit in about a week. One of the top Pirates system. Swings and misses at an 0-2 pitch, though. He's down on strike 3. Pitches for Denoyer to pick up his fourth. 7-4 Bowie pitching, and that's 7-0 retired for Denoyer to start at his relief. Now on Aylford. One lefty, third base plays in as the shifter's pitch is a changeup called for strike on the out edge. Well, Denoyer right now, he's running a lot of Ryan Watson. That pinpoint location, stuffing by you as the 0-1 is a breaking ball for strike, middle high, and nothing in two. But he's stuff so poorly that Altoona is letting it go by and watch for strikes. 31 pitches, 20 for strikes. The 0-2 is swung on and missed for strike 3. Painted a fastball inside, and Neuer, two-thirds of the way, immaculate inning here in the bottom of the seventh. 5 strikeouts for him, 8 overall for base pitching. And now here's Aaron Crawford. You get that pinpoint precision and that quick from Denoyer, it mixes well. Especially when batters don't get in. First pitch to Andres Alvarez is called a strike on a fastball lower inside. It's nothing in one. Alvarez over the sacrifice fly and a fly out to left. The 0-1 pitch. Swing drive out toward left. This one fairly. Dashbach backing up on it to the warning. But he squares it up against the sun. Makes the catch on the dirt. So, actually just one pitch away from that immaculate inning, but Denoyer will settle for frame. He's retired all nine out of ten and sends us to the eighth. Ian Altoona tied at one. Your Bay Sox baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted answers. From document creation, output scanning and workflow, to document security, we understand people print printers. Give DCA Imaging a call 01-577-1021 or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
Baysox Youth Baseball back in 2022, and registration is open now. Three sessions that are led by Orioles Hall of Famer and Rookie of the Year, Al Bumbry. With former Baysox outfielder Stephen Buck, kids will take part in in-depth on-field instruction and go head-to-head in wide games at Prince George's Stadium. All campers get a free Baysox hat to a Baysox game of their choice. Space. So head to BaysoxShop.com. Reserve your spot at a Baysox Youth Baseball camp today.
To own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor is located or operates in the DC, there is no doubt that it is important the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services provided and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Already on to the eighth here on a sunny day in Altoona. 1-1 ball game as Andrew Dashbach digs into the box and fouls off pitch from Travis McGregor to the screen. Nothing in one to start. The base only managed one base runner since third inning. It was a two-out by Adam Hall in the sixth. He stole second and was left stranded. The 0-1 dashes it hard to third, backhanded by Trial off his glove. He barehands in territory after the fact but can't throw. That one at 100 miles an hour off the bat will probably count as a base hit for Dashbach. Can't see it going any other way with how hugged the line. So I'll jump the gun and call it a single, say it's his first hit after going 0 for yesterday. And puts a go-ahead run on base here in the top of the eighth inning. Here's Dave Harris. McGregor out of the stretch for the first time from the first base side of the rubber takes a hard in, realized the clock was ticking as he held it for quite some time and to step off the back of the rubber to make he wasn't hit with an auto ball. But that first of two allotted step-offs set now. Finally firing the first pitch to Tavon at the middle could be two. Picked by shortstop Pagaro, underhanded to Shackelford and sent to Gorski at first in time. Another double play the Bay Sox have hit into in this game. The Bay Sox themselves have hit into at least eight in this series. I can say that much for certain. The second one that Tavares has hit into just here in his fifth double-A game. Back to the top of the lineup in Cesar Prieto. They'll put the third baseman will play inside the baseline. First pitch, Prieto watches away. Fastball starts out at 1-0. Prieto laid down a bunt single back first inning. It was the first pitch of the game. He got to second and was left there. The 1-0 misses inside, and the count goes to 2-0. We've got dueling bullpen now. Noah's worked 9 up, 9 down out of the pen. As McGregor has faced the minimum win inning in two-thirds, the 2-0. The strike in the lower outside corner, and the count 2-1 on Prieto. Hunter Anderson in the on-deck circle. He drove the run for Bowie today as we're tied at 1 in the 8th, the 2-1. Spoiled side, and the count goes even at 2. Game ends. The Bay Sox will pack up the club, hop on the bus, and make the 90-minute hike for to Harrisburg. Get ready for a 7-game there as the 2-2 is waved up for strike 3. Lee Ungle taken out on a double play in the Bay Sox. Minimum to the plate in the 8th. Looks up his third strikeout. Bottom frame coming up in Altoona. It's a 1-1 game. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take a Sox game is with a group outing at Prince Stadium. Everything from entertaining clubs to birthday parties and even fundraising for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of group at unbeatable rates with plenty of en-suites, seats, and decks at the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill at an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 01-464-480 or going to baysox.com.
From bug bites to burns to flu and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. To see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs and most major insurance plans did for routine illnesses and Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of eBay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. day.
Is proud to partner with the Bucs and provide their pest control services. Residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito, and all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-830 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Bay Sox fans, the future is on MILBT with every Bay Sox game home away streamed live. The only way to watch on any device is on MIL.TV. Use the promo code BAYSOX in all caps at checkout, and you'll spend $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details. Bottom of the eighth inning here in a one-game at PNG Field in Altoona. Connor Scott will lead things off. He's the batter, and the first pitch home from Noah DeNoyer is inside a fastball. Counts out at 1-0. At the first pitch in nine pitches that DeNoyer has thrown out of the zone. The 1-0 misses low, and the count 2-0. DeNoyer fired eight pitch strikes in the seventh inning, got two strikeouts and a flyout to left field. Here's a 2-0. Swinging a piece into the middle, and the count goes to 2-2. Not 0-2 on the day, struck out swinging it out to second base in the fifth. Dylan Shockley follows, he's also 0-2. Here's the 2-1. Second. Picked at a knee, a little bot transfer, but Prieto has plenty of time to 4-3 put out as he gets it to Fur. Dylan Shockley now follows. Matt Fur is on deck. And Riello, if either of these next two get one. But boy, DeNoyer's 10 in a row retired to open his outing. As the infield plays straight up on the right hand of Shockley, it's a curveball called for strike in the lower ends corner. It's nothing and one. DeNoyer's got a four-pitch mix, seam fastball, a curveball, and a finger fastball. Also mixes in a slot time, uses it there, but it misses outside. Count goes even at a ball strike. Here's the 1-1. This one line hard to right field, since running back, and it's going to get over his head, hits a wall. Tavares takes a bad run on the bounce, but it's a slow round of Shockley. He'll stop at second base, just his second double this season. First base runner for Altoona since throw doubled with one out in the fourth. Peguero is left stranded at third is when Drew Rahm was pitching. DeNoyer is up on a hope for a similar outcome here in a one-ball game. But it's back to the top of the lineup. Leisure, who singled his first time up, it got to second and was left. Popped out to short in the third. Flew out to straightaway center in the fifth. Third base plate Frazier wants to try for the sacrifice. And DeNoyer is called for an auto ball to start. Had not delivered in time. So the count begins 1-0 on Frazier before we see a pitch. And now Moore is out to ask for clarification on it. And the crew chief is coming down to say something. Was the time not reset properly? The crew chief said something brief. Moore is back to the dugout. Well, what's the call here? They've got 14 seconds on the pitch clock act. And I think that's what Kyle Moore was saying, is that they didn't put the 18th on the pitch clock, which they do now. And Matt Frazier is asking, what the heck is the... So it's 0-0. Okay, my goodness. We need a little more clarification on. So it's zeroed out because, yes, they based that initial auto call on a 15-second clock, which is not correct. And the first pitch is a ball anyway. A fastball high. So all of that serves, and it's 1-0 anyway to start. Oh, boy. Here's the next from DeNoyer. Breaking ball called a strike on the bottom, and it's 1-1. That doesn't help anyone. That's where the umpires need to realize that the pitch clock operator is making a mistake and make a little bit of those adjustments themselves. And it's also on the pitch operator. They need to be paying attention. DeNoyer sets and to get tagged with an auto. Well, he delivered before the clock had expired, but he was waving his hands up. Roberts had called for time. The pitch was fouled off. No pitch. Oh my goodness, this plate appearance is a mess. Gosh. Count 1-1. Roberts had called time, and he was granted it before the clock expired. Here's the 1-1. Ball to strike. Back pick to second. Lift of the bag. Joey Ortiz actually pulls down, trying to keep the ball in front of him. He leaned in front to avoid the run. This play is just a tangle. But it goes to Wu as DeNoyer is strike out Frazier. He's already racked up base today. Right at home. Outside a chain. Count runs even at two. You can maybe give the pitch clock operator earlier some leeway because it had worked 10 up, 10 down. You've got to be mindful of that. It's 18 seconds when there's runners on base. That's the rule. The two going on and missed for strike three. Ball is in the dirt, so the throw has to go to first. Roberts made extra seat get it there because you don't want to throw it away with a runner at second. And eats Matt Frazier by a step. So that's the sixth strikeout with DeNoyer. He's been strikeout arm out of the bullpen. His second time this season with Bowie, struck out five or more. So now with two goes to Jared Triolo. Infield will play deep now without the threat of sacrifice as the first pillow is swung on and missed. Right through a changeup and nearly down. Count opens up another. Triolo responsible for two of the six hits for Altuna today. One run on six hits from sides. Altuna has the only error. The one swung on and missed again. Curveball down, and it's already... Well, DeNoyer in the driver's seat in this plate appearance. At this point, Ello is swinging freely. You probably don't want anything in the zone. DeNoyer sets. Fires the two, and it bounces in. Runner to advance on the pitch in front of Roberts, and safely. Roberts fell to a knee trying to keep it in front. It took him a little bit to upright and go and retrieve the ball. It was all the time that Dylan Shockley needed to advance in the wild pitch. So now runner at third with two outs in a 1-1 game. The one pitch. Swinging a fly ball outward left center shallow. Run in a long way. Haskin loses the catch. Camps under. Makes the catch. He almost overran it, but that one hung up long that he was able to adjust. And the inning's to a close. One-out double, stranded at third, just like in the fourth. And as we go to the ninth, here in a, it's a tie game. Base Sox curve, knotted at one. Thing to Base Sox baseball. There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium. Saturday, July 30th. It's the island at the ballpark as the Base Sox Altoona curve. Live music from the inspirational dance performances and... But that's not all. It's also Merrill's Car Show. Do you want a clunker piece of junk on wheels? Well, here's your show it off. Again, that's all on Saturday, July 30th. So head to BaseSox.com to purchase tickets and find out more about for Maryland's Worst Car Show. To see you there.
It's a weekend in July where the baseball whirls around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown. An unforgettable experience full of friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 20th through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Puck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closer, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employer Insurance apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team, orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. Teamwork. To learn more, connect with your or visit Chesapeake Employers at SIWC.com.
Ninth inning here in a 1-1 ball game as Bowie and Alt are vying for the finale of a six-game series. If Bowie wins, they take the series 4-2. If Altoona wins, it's a series split. Bowie's going to have one lot before a potential extra inning as Gunnar Henderson leads things off for the base. Travis McGregor continues on his third inning of relief on lefty as McGregor calls time. He's going to use the opportunity to ask for a new ball because that pitch clock was down and he just couldn't come to terms with Dylan Shockley. Henderson, an RBI triple in the third inning. Struck out his last time up in the first. It's a changeup called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's nothing and one. It'll be Henderson, then Adam Hall and Jay Ortiz due up in this half inning. Next pitch, Henderson swings through it. Changeup away and the count already to nothing and two. McGregor back to a rhythm. Two just misses wide at 96 an hour on the fastball. Anderson would chase again, but Gunnar saw it. The 1-2 now on. Ticked foul. Change in. On the hands, and it's sent back to the screen. Stays. Base is empty. Nobody out here in the top of a 1-1 game. McGregor sends the next. Swung on and missed for strike three. Henderson. The bat into the opposing batter's box before walking slowly back to the fourth strikeout for him. He's faced the minimum so far through third. Strikeouts overall for Altoona pitching, and now here's Adam Hall. First pitch, fast away, and the count opens up at whoa. Hall riding a 1-for-3 in the sixth inning, stole second base and was stranded as the 1-0 comes in, and it's fouled off back to the screen. Count evens at a ball and strike. Struck out in each of his first two plate appearances. Looking in the first, swinging in the third. McGregor winds and deals the 1-1. Breaking fouled off left side in the count to 1-2. Out of that windup, McGregor really love around a lot. Starts at the waist, goes to around the forehead, drops it down before delivering. A lot of movement in there. Here's the 1. Called strike three. Middle on a fastball. Hall knew it. Didn't think he'd fastball there, but he did, and that's the fifth score McGregor. He struck out the last three batters faced, sending down Cesar Prieto swinging to end the eighth. Ortiz, last chance for Bowie here in the ninth of a 1-1 game. Ortiz serves it foul, left side, count starts out at nothing and one. Bottom of the ninth, if we get there, well, not if, we will get there. In the bottom of trying to walk it off, it'll be Blake's Matt Gorski and Leover Peguero. Sables had a rare quiet day. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 90-mile-an-hour fastball just a bit inside, and it's already nothing and two. McGregor locked out of the pen. And he's got distance. This game stretches to extras. He can take the 10-0-2. Is swung on and flared out to on the nose to Connor Scott. He does makes the catch at the cap. Over. Bottom of the ninth coming. Bay Sox will hope for extras as they send Noah DeNoyer back out to pitch. After this, you're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays, ZY Pyrotechnics, will be light up the sky with top-of-the-line firework Bay Sox games all season long. We'll give you the best bang for Sky Shooter Displays, include traditional shows, true pyro bowls, custom choreographed plays, and more. The night sky is truly lit, so don't be shy. Give ZY a find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment about what your world would look like if you have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-62.org and let's talk about how to bring value to you.
Get the best Prince George's Stadium with weak promotions all season. Tuesdays are military appreciation night. Purchase a buck at the ticket office with a proof of service and we pay half price. Bring along your friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best for around every Thursday from 5:30. $2 Bud and Bud Lights with other beer specials throughout the and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
We're on to the ninth inning here in Altoona as the Bay Sox will try to pray for extra inning. A 1-1 ball game in the finale of this six-game set. Blake Sable will lead it off. He's tormented Bowie in this series, but for three today. First pitch from Noah Dwyer is called a strike on a fastball in corner, nothing and one. Sable, then Matt Gorski and Leover Peguero, a combined 1-for-9 to one. This one served high left but shallow. Dashbach having gone outside of his wheelhouse. Sprint catch about 10 feet away from the foul. One up, one to Neuer, has pitched excellently in relief. Faced one over the and gave up that one out double in the eighth. Shockley stranded him at base. He's mixed in six strikeouts. Here's Matt Gorski. First pitch, right-hander watches inside, and the count's 1-0. Left-hander warming in the bullpen for Altoona. This game move into the 10th inning, so it looks to be done after just three. Pitch to Gorski is swung on and missed a wet one. The Bay Sox hit one walk-off home run this season, three walk-offs total as the 1-1 is down a fastball. Count even a ball and a strike. Altoona does not have a walk-off home run this year. The 2-1. Break ball misses just high a chain. Down to 3-1 on Gorski. Only the second three-ball count that didn't work to today. Pitch. This one, a line out toward left field, running in. Dashbach, he slides, and he makes it! Andrew Dashbach takes away a base hit. A critical second out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Well, for a guy outside normal position on the infield, Andrew Dashbach is really making left like a comfortable spot for him. Now with two outs, here's Pagero. First pitch, right-hander, change up away. It's nothing in one. Bay Sox have two walk-off losses this season as the offense is in. Count goes even a strike, and they all came in games. On a Thursday night in Reading, and then 2-1 pitch. Swung on in minutes, 1-2. But the Denoyer is working right now, and really this might not be happening, at least in 10th inning. Danny Amor had the last Altoona walk-off home run in August of 2021 against Summer. 1-2. Bounces in a chain low and away. Count goes 2. But we're tied at 1 out of the ninth inning. Base is empty with two outs. Denoyer, 5-2 pitch, and it's a curveball that is inside. First full count that Denoyer has worked today here in his fourth inning of relief. Check that, his fifth. Mike, here's the 3-2. Swung on and missed for strike. Got him with a curveball in the... And Denoyer fires another... His fourth of the day. We're on to the 10th inning. This series ain't done yet, baby. It's 1-1 here at PNG Field. Your Little Sox baseball.
Sky Displays by ZY Pirate, lighting up the sky with top fireworks shows following Bay Sox all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooters include traditional shows, musicals, custom choreographed play, much more. The night sky is truthless, so don't be shy. Give ZY to find out more by calling us at 5328-1381 or visit us online at zypyrotechnics.com.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket off the proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Wolf Day, and it's the best happy hour around day from 5 to 6:30 to Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's all a great time at the ballpark, so get your towel at BaySox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farm, but less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest, freshest coffee in the world. Royal Farm's new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful beans and brew them one magnum cup at a time. It's why Royal Farm's freshest and best coffee in the world. Fresh, real fast. Royal Farm.
Out of the 10th inning here in Altoona. This series finale keeps on 1-1 ball game between the Altoona Curve and your Bowie Basin. Matt Sabatis with you for PNG Field as Altoona will send a new pitch to the mound for the 10th inning. In Roberts to take over. Trapper called it a day. He pitched valiantly, and in all honesty, I expected him to go further. He has starting experience, but all three innings. Gave up one hit, five strikeouts, no walk. Very clean day for him. Austin Roberts takes over, 6 foot, 200 pound right-hander, 2019 from in the, eighth round from State. 18 appearances, a 1-0 record, and a 6.5 ERA this year, 17 innings, 20 strikeouts, 6 walks, 4 allowed. Hudson leads off, and here in the 10th, Joey Ortiz will start the frame at second. First pitch, Huddy squares and bunts it fast, rolls back to the screen, and the count opening in one. Corner infield already pinched in. The Bay Sox do have a bunt single on the books today. It was the very first pitch of the game when Cesar Prieto placed it perfectly to that little triangle past the mound between the mound and third base. He got to second base and was left stranded. In this 1-1 game, Roberts does not set in time. He was about to commit a pitch clock violation, so he steps off the rubber and uses the opportunity to tie his shoe. Maybe a little bit of rosin as well, but he's taking this opportunity to catch his breath, I think. As he'll finally recline foot the rubber first base side. Hudson just kind of hovering around the box waiting for something. Roberts sets. Fires the one. Haskin takes it on the shoulder. He get really hurt. They're saying that hit the bat and went into the field of play. So it's either a foul ball or a pitch. I think it might have hit the bat and then his shoulder. The athletic trainer, Lindsey Birchfield, is out to look at it. Sent into the field of play, and the pitcher gloved it immediately through to first, and the entire infielding that should be a 1-3 put, and now the umpires are coming down to talk about it. Really, I only see one of two outcomes. A hit by pitch or a foul ball? He either fouled it of himself, maybe incidentally, or he just took that clean on the shoulder. It could have hit off of his shoulder and then off bat, but in that scenario, a hit by pitch. And they're saying he's out. Are you serious right now? That I don't think that's the call. We'll see if we can get a replay at some point, but I don't think that was the correct. So there's one out here in the frame. As Coach Roberts will step up to the box. Roberts on Roberts. First pitch is checked on. A little incidental. Look over to third. Swinging bunt. Bare hit. Rainbow throw is offline. It's the first baseman off the bat. And Roberts is safe. Hudson Haskin initially sacrifice bunt. And through whatever funkiness following pitch, he was ruled out. Roberts gets the job done with an unintentional swinging bunt. And now the Bay Sox have go on at third with one out. So it's on to J.D. Mundy. He needs to get it out of the infield, but Mundy has not done that yet today. Into a double play. That was in the second at here, and he's since struck twice. Lefty. Pitch. Mundy watches away. Change up starts it out at low. Roberts last pitched the series on Wednesday. 1-0 comes in, and Mundy watches a call, going to change up low. It's 1-1. Austin Roberts fired a scoreless game, faced the minimum. Gave up a single to Cesar Prieto. Prieto was backed at first, the 1-1. Down, and goes to 2-1 on Mundy. Runners at the corners with one out, top of the 10th inning, a 1-1 game. 2-1 to Mundy. On and flared out to left. This could tie it. Hello. Andres Alvarez running it along. He makes the catch. It will not tie. Will not give Bowie the run. Mundy couldn't get it far enough out of field. And there's two outs in the inning. Here's Andrew Dashbach. Bottom of the 10th, it'll be Leover Paget, the inning at second base. He's got, and it looks like Shelton Perkins on the mound for Bowie. As the first pitch to Dashbach is called a strike. Up hits outside edge, it's done. Dashbach is 3, struck out swinging on a full count. Flew out to right field in the 5th, tingled his last time up in the 8th, but was taking a double play. Here 1, Dashbach swings through, ball down, and it's nothing in 2. Roberts, third base side of the rubber now. Third with two outs. The Osbach swung on and poked out left center, and it's down hit. Ortiz scores third. Roberts goes first. A clutch two-out RBI single for Andrew Dashbach. Bay Sox take the 2-1 lead at the top of the 10th inning. Lift Texas Leaguer for Andrew. A two-hit day and his 7th run driven in this season. Same scenario as well, now with Tavares up to bat, first with two away. That sets up a big chewy in the bottom of the 10th inning, as Sheldon Perkins will come up save situation. Noah DeBeer can pick up a win. Andrew Dashbach here in the 10th. Now Davis Tavares. First pitch. This is wide, a fastball. Count opens at 1. That's the 5th multi-hit game of the season for Andrew Dashbach. Picks it up at a very crucial time for Bowie. Here's the one. Tavares watches fastball mid-low, and it's 2-0. Tavares a 1-for-3 day. Sink Gord back in the 3rd inning. Come on Gunnar Henderson's RBI triple. Since grounded out twice, including one to a double play. First and third here in the top of the 10th inning. Bowie is pushed ahead 2-1. The 2-0 pitch just is wide. We've seen that pitch called back today. 96 miles an hour just on the border. And Tavares gets away with one. He's got a good count now. Joe comes in, and it's right down strike at 97. Roberts coming in with a bit of confusion now after giving up the tie. A run, but still stings. We are. Here's the 3-1. Ball four, and the bases for Cesar Prieto. That is the first walk drawn by either team today. And that's going to lead to a mound visit. Prieto has not stepped to the plate with the base hit yet this season. Fans, don't forget, care is around the corner, Ishin First. Urgent care that's open 8 a.m. to p.m. every day of the year. Every patient first has on-site labs, x-rays, and prescription drugs. Patient first, the name fits. Top of the 10th inning here at PNG Altoona. A 2-1 buoy lead after we were knotted in since the middle of the third. Great of bullpens as Noah Denord, five blanks, allowed one base runner and striking out seven. He'll most likely be done, headed into the bottom of the 10th, from Perkins. And Austin Roberts, trying something about Cesar Prieto here in the frame. First pitch, Prieto swings through it, a chop low, count opens up at nothing. Bowie has one grand slam, and it was Hudson Haskin against a position player. Back in mid-April when Bowie demolished at 20-6. Here's the 0-1. Prieto pieces it. Change up ball. And the count goes to nothing and two. Prieto also doesn't even have his first double run yet. If he picked it up here, that'd be incredible. But I think focused on using that key contact for potentially a multi-RBI base. It's 0-2 already on the left-hander. And from Roberts is swung on and driven high field. Scott running back to have it clean on the warning track. And Prieto gave that one a drive, but just couldn't get it out. Probably would have left at Prince George's Stadium, but not here at PNG Field. Fly out to right ends the inning, but not before the Bay Sox take the lead for the time today. A two-out strike RBI single by Andrew Dashbach. And as we go to the bottom 10th, Sheldon Perkins will try. We're back after this. You're listening to baseball.
From sprains to sore throats to stomach aches and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at First. Walk in to see a doc 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major plans are accepted. For routines and injuries, patient first for you. Patient first, then fits.
Patient first. Proud Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 every day.
Gear and memorabilia from your favorite players and future stars of the Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great. Located right of the main gate at Prince Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box, only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium, SoxShop.com.
At DCA Imaging System, find a tenured team of office technologists ready to be your trusted advisor. Document creation, output devices, scanner flow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA.com. DCA Imaging, office technology made.
The 10th inning here at PNG Field in Altoona. A 2-1 buoy lead as H Cup just their second extra inning win of the season. Shelton Perkins takes over on the mound for the Bay Sox. He replaces Neuer, who's in line for a win. And what a win it would be for Denner if it wraps up. Five innings, only one hit for he faced one over the minimum. Struck out seven. As Perkins takes over, faces off against 6-8 in the Altoona lineup, starting with Aaron Shackelford. Here in the bottom of the 10th, Leover Peguero is placed at second base to inning. That represents a run as Perkins comes set and fires the first home. Breaking ball called for strike on the lower inside corner, nothing and one. Shackelford, 1-for-3 today, a double to left field in the scored in that frame, the only run for Altoona today. Shift on, the 0-1. Misses wide, a slider. Even hit a ball on a strike. Shelton Perkins, 215-pound right-hander, 16th round selection in the 19 draft from James Madison, all year with Bowie. As the 1-1 comes in, high drive up the first baseline toward the this one is pulling foul. There, count goes to 1-2. Altoona is also 1-3 in inning games this season, so for both sides, something's got to give. At second, nobody out here in the bottom of the 10th. Bowie ahead 2-1. Looks to start his day with a strikeout. Comes set. And time called. Perkins, 11 appearances on the year for Bowie. 0-3.60 ERA. 15 innings, 15 strikeouts, 13 walks. He's converted his only save opportunity this year. The 1-2. Swinging a high drive out toward right. Initially stepping in Tavares. Now shuffles a bit back to his right. This should be the runner as he picks it toward the corner and enters over to third. But Paguerre gets it easily. Productive out to push the tying run to third base. Andres Alvarez steps into the box. Alvarez, the go-ahead three-run home run in the eighth inning on Thursday. Back in fourth battle as Bowie on Thursday trailed 9-1 point, led 11-9, and eventually lost 13-12. Now here's Alvarez. He sacrificed fly in the second inning, the only Altoona run. The infield plays first pitch. Hander watches a curveball called for the bottom edge. It's nothing and one. Perkins, scoreless inning earlier in this series. And fires the 0-1 here. It's another ball. This one called strike on the top. Quickly, nothing and two on Alvarez. It's a four-pitch off for Perk. Four-seam fast sinker slider change. Mixing up that curveball with the slider. It plays well. The swing and a piece. Just get it. It rolls back to the screen. Pays at nothing and two. Sun now really set here at PNG Field in Altoona, illuminating the mountains out past center field. Deep out on the ranges. You can just see it as it sets behind. Perkins looks for the punt. The 0-2 to Alvarez. Misses away. Tried to get him to chase on the slider, but it didn't go. Count to a ball and two strikes. Perkins sets once more. Drops to the waist. Here's a 1-2. Checked again, pitch away, and Alvarez still wouldn't bite. So from ahead to the count evens as Perkins can't get Alvarez to go fishing. Whole infield still playing in third and one out in a 2-1 game, bottom of the 10th. Two pitch. Nearly hit him and it gets away from Roberts. Gonna score. The game is a wild pitch. And we're back one. It's 2-2. That empties this. Now means every batter to the plate is a potential winning run. The payoff, Alvarez, is a curveball inside ball four. Perkins started ahead 2. Blew the set off the batter. It's the first walk given up by any batter today. Now here's Connor Scott. Lefty and a pickoff throw back to first, but not in time. Scott is 0-for-3 on the day. A shot and two ground outs to second base. Full right now with runner at first in way. First, Scott grounds it towards short. This turn two as it's backhanded by Ortiz. First, and it's not in time. They had the shift on, so Ortiz on a long way to try and put that one. Kept it from getting to the outfield, and that's enough, as Alvarez probably could have gone to third. But that's infield single for Scott against the and it puts the winning run in scoring from the bottom of the 10th. Now here's Dylan Lee, who doubled his last time up. And a brief delay as the first coach was asking if he could hang out to Andres Alvarez out at second base. Looks to be a wrist guard of some sort. His hand is protected as well if he goes slag, which is fair. Here's Shockley. First pitch to the right-hander. Misses low for a ball. It's 1-0. Oh, it's definitely getting out of hand for Perkins now. He fired four pitches out of the zone to Andres Alvarez. Gave up the single to Connor. And now one out of the zone here to Shockley, the 1-0. Swing and a miss with a breaking ball away. Shockley might be getting a little ant to win this game for Altoona. Perkins might need to use that to his benefit. Shockley is grounded out to second, one. Third, be helpful here. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a flare into center field. Haven't misread it. It's over his head, and Altoona wins. An RBI single for Dylan Shockley. And the curve in the bottom of the 10th inning to win the tally 3-2 in 10 innings. Just a disastrous finish to this six-game series for the Bays as they lose both games here at Weekend Set. We'll step aside to this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Fielder's Choice Flex the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your select seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits and flexible exchange options, discounts, suite rentals, special access to the restaurant, and a free members collect at your first home game of the year. Pack now by calling 301-448-4865. Online to baysox.com. At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the end. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
At DCA Imaging System, we provide a tenured team of office tech professionals ready to be your trust advisors. From document creation, outstanding in workflow, to document security storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or for about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office made easy.
It takes time, rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Brazil to Royal Farms. Less than a minute to get yourself a hot cup of the finest and fresh coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine, those rich, flavorful coffee beans, and one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay post-game show. Let's head to the park with Matt Sabanis.
Well, back to PNG Field here as we get started with Bay Sox. A very unfortunately upsetting loss for the Bay Sox this evening, closing out this six-game series in an extra-inning walk-off loss. Their second extra-inning walk-off loss of the season, their fourth walk-off loss overall this year. 3-2 your final. Altoona plates two runs in the bottom of the 10th inning after the Bay Sox have broken the 1-1 tie in the frame. Let's go at this one. We'll walk through some of the highlights. Then the Eastern League, see how everyone fits Sunday afternoon. The Bay Sox the only day on Sunday night as they take the 90-minute hike east to off against the Harrisburg Senators. Go all the way back in time to the faraway land, 3 p.m., when first pitch came home from Tanaka to Cesar Prieto. Prieto bunt single on that first pitch. He knocked it cleanly to the left side of the mound, pulled by, allowing him to reach first. He got to second on an error, but worked a strikeout in a double play to end him, keeping Bowie from getting anything. Drew Rahm did pretty much the same in the first, gave up two singles to Oblake Sable, tried to lay down a sacrifice bunt, but couldn't get it down. He popped it up, and it was caught and fouled by J.D. Mundy at first base, and then matted into a double play, and the inning was over. In the top of the second, the Bay Sox hit another double play. Hudson Haskin had an infield open, but Mundy hit into a 4-3 twin killing to end the frame. And he broke in the bottom of the second. No more doctor. Aaron Shackelford hit a 1-0, advanced to third on a wild board when Andres Alvarez came to the plate and fires the 3-1. Alvarez puts it up, shallow right, probably deep enough to score the run as Tavares is now up on it. And he has to make the catch forehead high. Shackelford will score on the sacrifice, and Altoona early 1-0 lead. After that, though, Rahm didn't allow base runner. He did work into the third clean. In the top of the third, the Bay Sox were able, though. Andrew Dashbox struck out swinging to open. As Carmen Mojgi took over for the curve, opener scenario, Tanaj Thomas tossed two, and Mojinski followed up with that to make a bulk of the innings. He gave up a one single to Davis Tavares, and after striking out Cesar Prieto, Gunnar Henderson blew the tie, and it showed on Tuesday. One is rocketed right field and down for a base hit. Does it get past the right fielder? Scott boots it. Henderson goes to second. Prieto gets the wave. Is cut off. Henderson gets the third standing. An RBI for Gunner, and the Bay Sox tie this game at one. That'd be Gunner's third triple up, and I initially thought it'd go down as a double in it because of the way that the right fielder booted it. But Henderson goes with a clean triple and his 35th RBI of the... Drew Rahm tossed a scoreless third inning, worked around a two-out single, and in the fourth went down in order against Mojinski. Mojinski was into cruise mode at that point. In the bottom of the fourth, Altoona double from Leover Peguero, who had been third on a flyout, but he was left stranded when Rahm picked up another to end the frame. That would be the end of the night for Rahm on four innings, five hits. One run it was earned, three strikes on 62 pitches. But it was still Mojinski's cruise mode. He retired nine consecutive batters moving into the sixth inning. Meanwhile, Noah Denoyer took over and pitching just as effectively. A perfect fifth, a perfect sixth, and a perfect seventh. As the seventh turned over to Traveler for Altoona, he pitched it perfectly, so we weren't really seeing too many base runners for either side. Finally, in the eighth, the Bay Sox broke through for a single from Andrew Dashbach to open the frame. Out on yet another double play, the Bay Sox three in this game took away of their opportunities. In the eighth, Altoona did put a scare in on Dylan Shockley, led off with a double, or a one-out double. He moved to third on a wild pitch, but he was left stranded there, strikeout, and a flyout to straightaway. In the top of the ninth, the Bay Sox went in order against Travis McGregor, a pair of flyout, and the curve did the same at the bottom of the ninth against Denoyer, a line-out and a strikeout. Seventh inning. As the Bay Sox trying to get rolling, Bowie, and runner at second, nobody out as per the rules, and Hudson Haskins instantly grounded out on a funky pitch to the pitcher. That would be the flat out of the inning. Cody Roberts reached on a bunt single to push Ortiz, but after J.D. Mundy hit a soft flare fly out to left, the runner at third was held put, and Andrew Dashbach was behind it. No balls and two strikes. Dangerous spot for Bowie. Try and break through the tie game. Fortunately, Dashbach delivered. The O Dashbach swung on and poked toward shallow left center, and it's for a base hit. Ortiz scores from third. Roberts first to third. A clutch RBI single for Andrew Dashbach, and the Bay Sox take the 2-1 lead here in the top of the 10th inning. Dashbach was just playing out of his mind over the last couple of those two singles at the tail end actually made play in the ninth inning as well to take away a base hit, keep that perm alive for Noah Denoyer. The bottom of the 10th, as Bowie could only make that one run, Shelton Perkins for the Bay Sox did get a flyout deep right field from Aaron Shackelford. That pushed the runner at second in Peguero to third base. It was ducked out. Andres Alvarez threw a walk, and it was a tough at Perkins. He started out ahead, balls and two strikes, threw two pitches out of the zone to run it, and the third pitch out of the zone earned Bowie to start. The 2-2. Yep, and in that near, and it gets away from Roberts. The run's going to score. The game is tied on a wild pitch. And we're back to square one. It's 2-2. Well, while it was square one, it was bases empty, a one out, but as it ran the count full, Perkins was already with a handle. He walked Andres Alvarez, gave up an infield single runner Scott, and gave Dylan Schley the chance to win it. One pitch. Swinging a flare to center field. Haskins misread it. It's over his head, and Altoona wins. An RBI single for Dylan Shockley. And the curve plate two in the bottom of the 10th inning to win the series finale 3-2 in 10 innings. So there's your final. In 10 innings, Bowie scores two runs on eight hits with errors. They left on six. Alves three runs on eight hits with one error. They also left on six. Austin Hertz is the winning pitcher with his inning of work in the 10th. He's a 2-0. Shelton Perkins, pitcher, he falls to 0-2. No been a walk-off loss, of course, as the game was played in 2 hours and 20 minutes in front of a paid attendance here at PNG Field, Tuna, of 5,171. With the loss, Bowie falls to 9-30 on the season, a two-game losing streak for the Bees. They're 8-15 on the road, 6-12 in games that won run, and 1-4 in extra inning games this year. With the win, Altoona moves to 20-26 on the season, a two-game winning curve. Altoona is now 14-13 at home, 9-11 in games decided by 1-2-3 in that go to extra innings. Tightly contested series, this is all six games are decided by either one run or two runs. Eventually goes down as a series split, three games apiece after it won three of the first four games. These two sides will still meet 12 more times this season. All 12 games will be played at Prince George down in Bowie, and they won't meet again until late July. July 26th will be their next series, and then after that, third, the two sides will go. But the Bay Sox will get ready to get to a seven-game set in 6 days against the Harrisburg Senators at Effie Field in Harrisburg. We'll do that series in just a little bit, but for any break on the post Joe, and when we come back, we'll look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization, how some of the other teams are faring tonight. Again, Bowie falls 3-2, a walk-off loss in 10 innings. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Brains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy. Care is around the corner at Patient First. Kin to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to every day of the year. X-ray tests and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are for routine illnesses and inpatient first. Is here for you. First, the name fits.
First, proud partner of the Bowie Base, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Be sure to get to the Friday, June 17th for a jam-packed night of promotions and fun at Prince Field. It all starts with fireworks presented by D-Sting Systems. It's our mother and son note with special ticket packages available at Bay.com. And most importantly, it's Scout's BSA Campout. When you special ticket, you and your scout can count in the outfield at Prince George's Stadium after the game. It all happens on Friday 17th, so find out more and get your ticket at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Base fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign, anyone can get the smile. They've always flexible payment options. With the country's leading orthodontist right here, they love to see Bay Sox fans smile. So get that amazing smile you deserve. RadSmile.com today and book a free consult. That's RAD.com for Rad Orthodontics, smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back to PNG Stadium here in Altoona one final time and get ready to conclude Bay Sox postgame. In your final tonight in 10 innings, a loss for the Bay Sox 3-2. Go ahead and take this opportunity to cruise the Russian League. It was Sunday day for all. This was a late adjusted start time. They wanted to make sure they had a night game set for fireworks, celebrate the special occasion, the game for hope, honoring cancer survivors and in remembering those lost. So a noble cause for the Curve, and honestly, they did very well. It was a very fun night for everyone involved, regardless of the outcome. But the rest of the league done for quite a while now, so we can look at these final scores quickly. Hartford just passed Reading earlier today at Dunkin' Donuts Park. Somerset was able to just pine on Binghamton and then fended them off. The rest of Binghamton had an early 4-2 advantage before the Patriots tied it in the fifth and lead in the sixth, 5-4 the final there. Portland blanked New Hampshire four hits, a 2-0 final today at Dental Stadium. The Erie Seawolves picking up their second consecutive win at Harrisburg this evening, 6-3. Erie will finish the weekend first as Akron takes down Richmond, 4-3. Akron will create a little bit of space over the Squirrels today. It'll be Erie, Akron, Richmond, then Altoona, Harrison, Bowie, the 1-6 in the Southwest Division now that this week to a close. Squirrels organization, there were four other games played. Delmarva had to play the completion of a suspended game, I believe that Friday, and they finished it out in favor of Birds. It actually became a loss there. By the time it was, Marva had an 8-1 lead, but Myrtle Beach put on three runs in the sixth inning to make 8-4. Delmarva put on an insurance run that proved to be necessary in the ninth inning to take a 10-4 lead when Myrtle Beach scored in the bottom of the ninth. Close, but Delmarva held on for 9-8 winner. And then they played game two in what was a pseudo doubleheader because they had to finish out that game. Myrtle Beach ran away with one, even though Delmarva struck first. Myrtle Beach put on two runs in the bottom of the second, and then six runs in the fifth, and four more sixth to win 12-2. Aberdeen could not contain a seventh inning rally from the Hudson Renegades tonight. The Yankees affiliate put eight runs in the seventh to eventually beat the Ironbirds 11-5. Aberdeen falls to 33-6 season, and Norfolk was able to take down Jacksonville easily tonight, 8-2. D.L. Hall picks up at the AAA level, while Costowers picked up another pair of his 11th and 12th home runs of the season. Got to imagine he gets the call up sometime soon. But again, Lincoln Aberdeen, quickly, that 30-16 mark, as they actually struggled a little bit with Hudson Valley, that tells you a lot of things, because Bowie is still getting a handful of good arms already from Aberdeen. Noah Dare is the prime example of it now. Late addition to the Ryan around May, tossed 5 scoreless, 1 over the minimum today, with just excellent precision, beautiful location, and just great movement on his stuff. A little bit of deception mixed in there as well. Bowie will be getting a lot more peeing in terms of their pitchers and some of their hitters, too. So that 33-16 mark, that will matriculate to Bowie, fortunately. How soon? Couldn't tell you. Comes at the start of the second, a little bit before, who knows. But all that matters is that Bowie will have reinforcements sometime down the line. And as we wrap up our look around the scoreboards, before we care about most this production is that of Bowie's, and they fall tonight in 10, a walk-off loss to the Altoona Curve, 3-2. Bay Sox are betted on Tuesday when they start a same series in 6 days against the Harris Hitters at FNB Field. Zach Peek will get the start for Bowie. He's 0-3, 9-7 ERA. Right-hander Steven Fuentes will start for Harrisburg. He's 1-2 with a 5-0 ERA. 31st pitch from FNB Field, which is a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show 10. If you've got the stop, if you hope you stop by, but for now we say so long. Matt Sabatis from PNG Funnel Time this evening as Altoona Bowie in 10, 3-2. We'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of Sox.